Tomorrow's News Today.
The most important election in world history. This isn't some other fake revolution or election where you got loyal opposition, a bunch of crap. This one's real. And then if Trump can get past all the fraud, we can overpower it. 80 days of attempts to trigger civil war and martial law. You know, I'm not claiming to be the smartest guy around. And I get what the Trump campaign's doing. They're being positive. They're trolling Kamala. They're doing a 100% great job on that. And it's all very entertaining and interesting and great and is getting a lot of people to support President Trump and vote for Trump. And the landslide's ultra-massive in reality. But all the Democrats are doing, as I continue to say every day for years, building up to now, and now, as I predicted, it's exactly as I said, they're going to throw the entire election into disarray, bare minimum, so that you can't even find out who won, and then create civil war conditions, and then attack themselves while the coup, the regime, is still in power, even when he's president-elect, if we overpower the fraud, and try to drive him from office before he gets there. Now, I can see that years out. I mean, we're on record so much saying it. Everybody's like, yeah, please don't play clips. We know you said it 50,000 times. Just shut up. We know. Well, just remember, you listen, you're informed, you probably already knew this before I told you. The general public is being caught flat-footed on this. So, Kamala, at the Ellipse a couple days ago, and again yesterday, I got a bunch of clips of her in our big speeches off a teleprompter, is he's going to put you in camps, American citizens, concentration camps. It's the left building these things and these quarantine centers and lockdown systems. They're the ones pushing that. They're the ones saying they want to arrest Republicans and deprogram us and send us to camps. They're the ones that have geared up the military for all this. So her and her surrogates and all of them are running around laying the groundwork, laying the foundation. I mean, you see like next door to you with a vacant lot and somebody buys it, they're going to build a house and bulldozers come in and bulldoze the trees. And then they scrape down the bedrock and then they come in and put the forms in to pour the foundation, and you're like, yeah, they're building a house right there. Well, you don't have to wait. I mean, the damn thing's got the electricity on now. It's totally completed. And we're 4 days from the election, and they are just, oh, my God, the Trump people are going to kill everybody. They're going to murder the minorities. Oh, my God, imminent death, imminent attack, run for the hills. None of it makes sense until they stage the terror. So, obviously, I'm going to hit the latest developments on that front. And then I'll go over all the other just total craziness. Biden biting multiple babies' feet. And then you add his daughter's diary, confirmed to be real. Yeah, my dad, you know, sexually abused me in the shower. And then you got Hunter with obviously underage girls on the real laptop. I mean, I've never seen stuff like that until I was reviewing years ago. It was right around the same time. The school books, the Soros-funded UN groups put in all over the country that are graphic pedophile novels. Never seen anything like that, thank God, until I had to review it. And then when I reviewed right around the same time, that was about 4.5 years ago, when all that was simultaneously, I'm looking at the Hunter laptop, and I made a decision with the crew because we had the whole thing, and everybody did. I said, I'm not telling you to look at this. In fact, if you want to do it, whatever, but I stopped because it was pedophile stuff. It was like 14-year-old girls. And I'm not looking at that. So these are pedophiles. And now they bite babies on TV. So they're completely psychotic. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark.
We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My name is Donnie J. Van Helsing, and I hate vampires.
The vampire infestation is both widespread and highly inappropriate. This is only the beginning. They removed their last leader with a combination of dark magic and HIV, the virus responsible for AIDS.
What's their endgame, Professor Jones?
They want to take over the world and literally eat babies.
How do we stop them?
You'll have to infiltrate their ranks and destroy them from within.
Did someone say sneak into their eyes wide shut style masquerade?
Say less, I'm aligned.
I am not a threat. I just want to do a quick tampon check. You guys all good?
You know, even if you're not a vampire, we should still keep you away from children.
Fly, Ron Paul. Fly. Alert the townsfolk. We need reinforcements.
I'm going to drain your fluids in the context of your blood as it relates to being a vampire.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you're fired. Final warning, Nancy put a shirt on. This is a family theme park, not a weekend at Diddy's, okay?
Our kids got around. Today we're going to learn about dolphins and Building 7.
A nice moves, Dulcie. Your relationship with the dolphins is really improving.
For the touch tanks, treat the animals the exact opposite way you treat a globalist. That being said, comprehension check, who's with me?
Okay, folks, go ahead and direct your attention towards our lead trainer, Donnie J, and our world-famous whale, Freedom.
Okay, I need everyone to stay calm, but Freedom is missing.
Who would do something like this?
Oh, come on. We all know it was the hookery chick from Legal.
We need to chat with every employee to see what they know. I'll go find Nancy.
I honestly have no idea what's going on right now. I've been day drinking since 11 a.m.
If we can't find Freedom, then unfortunately we're all fired.
We're going to stop that pot-bellied weasel vampire. She's no match for our unity.
I'm selling you to the highest bidder in the context of money.
Anyone need a tampon?
No thanks, irrelevant pervert. We've got bigger problems to solve.
What do we do, Donnie J?
We fight like hell because Freedom's worth fighting for.
It is Thursday, October 31st, 2024, All Hallows Eve, or Halloween in the modern parlance. We are 4 days from the official election day, and I was up here working late last night, and I was just sitting here at my desk going over all the research and things happening, and it hit me. we've been wondering exactly how they're going to try to steal the election when there's so much light on what they did 4 years ago and tried to completely steal it 2 years ago, but there was a larger turnout, so they failed completely to steal it. They didn't fail completely. They failed to completely steal it. They only mitigated the big victory, and we almost lost the House and Senate and kind of did lose the Senate or did lose it. So there we are. And looking at what's happening all over the key battleground states, it hit me. And I'm like, there it is. That's why I've been so frustrated. I've been wanting to know with the attacks we're seeing exactly what's happening. And here is the answer. And you can put this in the bank. It's 100% their play. There's so much going on. I'm literally 18 hours a day on this, and I can't keep track of half of it. But I'll try to go over a lot of it here. So here it is. And you know I'm not somebody that tells you I know what's going on until I'm sure. And I've been saying, they've got a lot of different plays ready and a lot of cards ready in their hand. I don't know exactly how they'll play them, but we know the cards. From their own documents, their admissions, and their preparation of the public with pre-programming. That's all key. They are flooding Georgia. Hell, not just battleground states. Texas, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada. Pennsylvania, I mean, just everywhere. With masses of fake voter registration documents that's now coming out for the last few months. And they're getting registered. Illegal aliens, student visas, just regular criminals, people that didn't register themselves, but when the police go to their houses in Texas and Pennsylvania and Georgia, some counties are doing it and finding it. And they're like, no, I didn't do that. And then they check the signatures and it's not them. In a lot of cases, it's not even the right address. Some cases it is. And they're mixing them in, and it's the same number coming out in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Texas from the local counties that have done investigations. I've got the stacks here. I'll go over them. The special report on last night with a lot of it, but it was still a tiny part of it. It was a lot of stuff, but still just as small. It'd be a 10-hour show. Showed all the documents, you name it, from the state computers that are public that the Republican Party is getting and putting out. They got the receipts. And over 60% are fake. That number keeps coming up. So they've been given a methodology, and there's these private groups that have been hired by different Democratic Party PACs and groups to do this, and they are flooding the system with fake voter registration, which then puts people who are fake on the voter rolls, so that it's such a mess. It would take months to even try to fix it. And then the key with Dominion and all the other big software companies, they've all been told the specs they're supposed to have by the establishment. So they're just the vehicle it's done through. When you say they're doing it, that's not true. They just build it the way the specs are said with the back doors and all the rest of it. And then I have the videos of Dominion and others doing breakdowns on, oh, what do you do when you have all these ballots you can't tell? Well, you give them to the election officials during the days or weeks after the first day of the official election, and then they decided. And you've seen the training videos in Georgia and Michigan. We've played them. We've gotten more of these. And they explain that once it's questioned, there's a signature or an address or whatever, then it all gets triaged over, and then the election officials, which in battleground states are on average 8-1, that's how it calculates out, or some areas 10-1, 12, but usually it's about 8-1. So there's 8 times more Democrat that have gone in and are the election officials that decide. And that's what the state laws say conveniently in the areas where the Democrats are control, but they're battlegrounds and they're trying to keep control. And once you go blue, you never really go back because the fraud's so intense. So that's that. I'm just giving you the summation and I'll go through all the evidence. And then you've got the 500,000 votes that were never registered voters that are just coming out of the clear blue sky, dead people, illegals, fake names, foreign students, which is in the news. But it's mainly the local news. The local news is just stunning. I can play you 100 clips. I mean, we've got some, but I mean, I've watched like 100 in just the last day till I'm totally exhausted in trying to collate it and then try to present it. Where in Michigan, in Nevada, in Colorado, everywhere, it's not just battlegrounds. They then, like in the case of Michigan with the 500,000, someone is, they won't say in the state press releases or the State Department statements that I covered last night that I'll get to. They just go, oh, there were more votes yesterday. The snapshot was the 29th because we got them from yesterday. And there's new numbers today I got to look at. The Republican Party officially has gotten that, then it directs with links to the state where you can go on their website and you know, see the raw data. It's all there. We looked at it yesterday. We didn't just believe the Republicans. I went and looked. The crew went and looked. And there are, in the case of Michigan, more votes by a massive number than that are admittedly fake than there are registered voters voting. And here's the key. You go, oh, well, they only got 500,000 to try to steal it, which is way more than the margin, you know, Trump lost by 4 years ago, supposedly. No. They're using the same person's names, only a few names. And then it's showing individuals voting thousands of times apiece. And this is all confirmed. So they can have one fake voter under this and run them as much as they need. But instead, so I was thinking, oh, they got 500,000. Well, they'll be able to steal it with that because it's so close to Michigan. And then I'm like, oh my God, no, that they only need one person's name. And then they give it different addresses. But see, they had 500,000. They could have mixed it up. They only used a few names. And why would you do that? Riddle me that. I was sitting there last night going, why would you do that? Because you want it to be obvious that it's a fraud so that it throws the election into total disarray and chaos. And then you go through the other states. Oh, of the 64 counties in Colorado, no, the 63, 62, the code keys that only the Secretary of State has were leaked. They don't know how, to hackers weeks ago, and we just learned about it today. Now, by contrast, an election official lady was able to get the code keys for her county and said, I'm going to go check for fraud. And the Soros attorney general, who's still in there, had her criminally charged and convicted when she's facing 6-7 years in prison. She's got convicted. And she got up on TV and said, this is outrageous crime to have these keys. Well, she's the prime suspect giving them away. So you've got that. And then you've got all these federal judges saying illegals can vote. The Supreme Court slapping it down in Virginia yesterday. That's out in the open. Just sensational alone. And then you've got all the different counties and different states that are spot checking and going, yeah, these new voter registration people, you know, massive numbers of them in many counties that spot check over 60% keeps popping up are fake. And I mean, and then other counties check and then they find it and then, oh, the voter registration computer index goes down, which the FBI warned 2 months ago. Foreign adversaries would do to throw the election into disarray. Remember the headline in August? It was actually 3 months ago. You just type in, it'll be everywhere. Just type in and click news or web. FBI warns, Justice Department warns, hackers planning to attack state voter roll databases to throw elections into disarray. Boy, what a guess. And then that's happening, and just there's just fake crap everywhere and all over there. Oh, my God, hackers here, hackers there have stolen in this key county, in that key county, and they've got the codes of the computers. Why are the damn computers wireless? Why is this? They've created Swiss cheese things where it's so wide open, nobody knows who's doing it. And then when there's the fraud, people come out and say, oh, the head of the voting machine company, they did it. That's a red herring. Then they can sue you, and you can't prove that the head of Dominion or the head of Hardiner Civics or the head of ESNS or whatever it is, because, no, they didn't. They just follow the state laws that the globalists get the policies written for that are basically all the same to create the computers that are bought that it's done on. So they're feeding fake votes into it. They're flooding it with fake votes that'll be caught and create total confusion. And it's like when a piece of fishing line backlashes and gets all snarled up. Or you ever like been trying to straighten out electrical cords or yarn or something, you know, that your cat's been playing with it and you're like hours trying to unstring it. And it's like that towards, you know, times of 10,000, just a huge snarl, a giant cattywampus nightmare. And I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at Fox News. It was a week ago that it came out in Pennsylvania that they caught total certified complete fraud. And it's these Democrat voter third party groups that are in it. And there's, you know, investigations take time, but, you know, they've confirmed it's happening. It took Fox News till yesterday to finally report on that. So the problem here is, if I just figured out, okay, wait, Jamie Raskin and all of them are promising the election isn't going to go. It's going to go for days, weeks, months. Raskin, a month ago, pre-programs a big Democrat event on November 16th in D.C. about a nation in chaos, disputed election. What do we do? They already had the event set up. And of course, I said, you know, they're going to try to confuse the election, hold it up. But now we know how they're doing it. And that's just screwing it all up so bad no one can know who the winner is. So they're upset. Could have just set it up front like, okay, it's now clear. They're flooding everything with fake ballots and scrambled info and hack attacks and handing the passcodes out everywhere to put the whole thing into question and just burn it down. That's what do you do if you're losing a chess game and you, well, I don't do it, but what do people do? If they're sore losers, you're playing poker, you just beat them, you know, for the last 2 hours straight. They say, screw this, I'm leaving. Pull up the scene from a great movie, Kirk Russell, Tombstone, the cheating scene. There's a couple of them, but it's the one where the guy accuses him of cheating. It happens a couple times, Val Kilmer, but it's the one where well, if you pull them up and show me both of them, I'll be able to tell you which one it is. But it doesn't matter. The point is that this thing is in such total disarray that's what they've done. They are in the process of flipping the chessboard over or just turning over the card table. So nobody knows whose money is who and nobody knows who had what cards. Now, that's an earlier scene where he goes and takes over the bar from the thug. It starts with a scene with Doc Holliday, and they think he's cheating, and his girlfriend stabs the guy. That's the start of the movie. There's two cheating scenes. It doesn't matter. Let's just move on. So this is just so historic, and this is so crazy. And now we know. Now, I don't know if them totally turning Pennsylvania and Michigan and these other states into total chaos will be enough. And obviously, the Supreme Court's been doing the right thing, not 4 years ago, but now, and has been signaling they're not going to put up with it because it's so obvious. and the investigations have been done. And the public's will is totally, you know, against what's happening. It's clearly a political realignment. So will they certify the clear winner? Well, the Democrats are going to have an uprising over that, and they've said they will. And they wargamed that 4 years ago. The Supreme Court overrode their fraud. They were going to not accept the election, not accept the inauguration of Trump, and form their own government, and that's called civil war. That was in the New York Times, how they were bragging a month before the election 4 years ago they were going to do that. So, really, they've set the table for all this, and there's different scenarios, and so I've been asking how exactly will it go down, and I've said we won't know till we get really close. Well, we're in the election now. It doesn't really start next Tuesday. We're deep into it. And the question is, can we educate ourselves, package the truth together, get it out simply to people, and then how does Trump respond when he's just busy winning? And the answers have a landslide so big that it overpowers the fraud, and even if they still steal it, nobody buys it, and Trump's affecting the battle space to have goodwill and to make it so obvious he's the winner and that he wants peace and love and happiness and kitty cats and wants to fry your fries at McDonald's and wants to be your trash man. He's being Mr. Non-Threatening. That's good. So yeah, they know what's going on. And Trump's probably right, because that's his job, is to just be the nice guy and be the opposite of what they're saying and lying about. So really, Trump's doing the right thing. It's my job and Tucker Carlson's job, and I'd like to see Elon Musk and everybody else do it, to point out they're planning to put the election in disarray, have false flags, create civil war conditions, armed uprisings. And I talked to Joe last week before Trump came in and said, will you please, for God's sakes, bring this up? I sent him all the documents. And the day before, he was interviewing Sam Tripoli and brought it up to Sam and said, yeah, I've been sent this information. You know, it's real, the plans for martial law. Why are they blaming Trump for martial law plans? But they're doing it. So I'm really trying to get people to put that front and center who are Trump surrogates, because I get maybe it's not time for him to talk about this yet, but once it's clear to the public and the Democrats are saying they're not going to accept the outcome, even the Supreme Court certifies it, what is Trump going to do then? So we're already in the election. They're already trying to turn the table over. I don't know if it's going to work, but it looks like it to me, because they are up to their necks in the battleground states with obviously fraudulent ballots. They're not even denying they're fraudulent, and they're saying it's okay. We're going to table all of these, and the election officials will decide who's who. And they just said this communist Chinese guy that was on a student visa that registered to vote, was able to register to vote as a non-citizen. He voted illegally. He's going to be charged, but his vote will count. Okay, because that's what the federal rulings have been, other than the Supreme Court on Virginia alone. But the general rulings are, no, let illegals vote. So basically, it's like illegals get to vote, or the vote gets counted, but you get arrested. Okay. So I'm going to walk through all this. There's a lot, and I'm wargaming it live on air with you, so that's why I'm kind of all over the place. That's how my brain works. And then I'll play the clips when we come back. Kamala. Oh, yeah, Trump's going to put you in concentration camps. Yeah, we're going to talk about it straight ahead. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it, like saw palmetto, that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants.
Oh, I do hate them.
I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you
better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, so Biden biting multiple children bizarrely last night. It's really entertaining and interesting and shows how crazy they are. So it's pertinent, but on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a 1. Trump in the trash truck, great for low-information voters. It's cute. It's funny. It's a great troll. We love it. We'll cover it. But no one that I know of is pointing out that we see the biggest level of open hacking and passcodes to the voting machines, totally compromising the election all over key battlegrounds. Every major state being flooded with absolutely fake ballots on its face, fraudulently registered, proving that giant scam with Democrat Party groups funding and on record, and that they're attempting to overturn the entire table. I don't know if that's going to be successful, but all their surrogates said, we're not going to accept it. It's going to be in dispute. We'll have civil war conditions. And they're up there. Biden-Harris, she did it again 2 days ago, last night. Trump's going to bring in martial law. Trump's going to use the military. Trump's going to kill you. Trump's going to come after black people with no evidence of that. Now, it's very obvious. None of that makes sense unless there's going to be attacks on minorities. And it's going to be so horrible that you're not supposed to question it. We're not supposed to question who really did it. It's horrible. And so they're going to throw it into dispute. They're going to drag it out. Told you that. They're doing it. It's so huge. I don't know how you ever get results. Remember Arizona? They went ahead and gave it to Biden, but, you know, it took a year, and the state legislature certified and said, really, it was overwhelming. Trump had it stolen. But you don't see that on the national news. So do they have their election officials then with all those ballots that have got to be reviewed? Oh, wink, wink, this one's good, that one's good. Do they steal it that way? Or do they just throw it into such chaos that we don't know? Those are two different tracks they got running. I don't think they know exactly what they're going to do. But for sure, they can screw it up so bad, they think, that even if the Supreme Court certifies Trump, enough of their idiot constituents won't buy it. It'll burn the country down, which they promised to do. And they've got legislation introduced, even if Trump gets into office, to strip him from the power to use the military domestically. That's Senator Blumenthal, the quarterback's the attacks on yours truly. Just to give you an idea how bad this guy is and how busy he is. So how do we respond to that? How do we deal with that? I mean, this is a big deal. They don't run around everywhere as their answer to this, saying we're not going to accept the election. We're going to have civil war conditions. We're going to have armed uprising against Trump. We're not going to accept the election. We'll form our own government. That is wild. And because it's so wild and so dark, Trump's advisors are, sir, don't really get into this. But he follows his own instincts and has said, look, there's already been a coup. You can debate whether or not I had it stolen from me 4 years ago. We know it was, but Biden was removed. He disappeared for 8 days, medical emergency, a fake letter's put out, he resigned. Kamala is put in. We don't even know who's running things. That's important because it's a coup. It's illegitimate. It's already here. What did Dana White say 2 weeks ago? Thank God somebody else is saying it. That's my only. Everybody's saying it so we can get ahead of it. We're basically not getting ahead of it right now. He said, look, there's already been a coup. They already installed her. They're not going to want to leave. They're going to steal it. They're going to try. That's not rocket science. That's not political rocket science. That's facts. That's on its face, that's 2 + 2 = 4. So that's the play they're going with. And it's not coming. We're all living in the middle of it right now. So I can get up here and be super positive, and I've said Trump's winning in a landslide. All the numbers show it. People go, but wait a minute. You said they're trying to... I mean, just because somebody in reality is winning, what did Stalin say? He said, I don't care who casts the votes. I care who counts them. Now, that said, the numbers are coming in everywhere. I mean, states like Virginia and just all over the place, Trump is in the lead. And with people that haven't voted before and people that vote rarely, that's once every four cycles, we've got the numbers here. We'll play some of those videos. He's getting 90%+ of the votes. That's insane. So a lot of people are coming off the bench that never vote or rarely vote. And so the system's really concerned and worried about all of that. And there's a good chance he's going to win some states that they thought were blue. And so now they're having to send resources there. And I give it about 60% chance it's so big that within a couple days, they have to admit he's the winner. But they can also criminally flip Texas, and then she wins that night by fraud. It all still remains to be seen. Because this is not coordinated, and that's why it's so hard to beat, is they just fund thousands of groups and hundreds of big ones to launder money and register illegals and fill out fake voter registration and get fake people on the ballots and, you know, on the voter rolls. And then they can hack in with those names and use those. And it's happening. I mean, Michigan is having more fake votes than real voters. And that's just in their local news and then nowhere else. I mean, that alone. So You're going to see the replay of them covering up the windows at the tabulation centers and saying, oh, we're not counting at 3 a.m. as trucks are pulling in. I mean, look at Nevada. 3 days ago. 4 days ago on Monday. And their Supreme Court says, yeah, we're going to take non-postmarked ballots for 3 days after. So you can just make up whatever you want, and there's no custody, there's no proof it was in the mail system. It's just absolute, total, open, naked fraud. And then 10 states, federal judges say illegals can vote. One state gets struck down by the Supreme Court. So that right there is certified mass fraud, proven. They should be disqualified and lose right there. So let's go ahead and play Kamala again, saying that Trump's going to use the military to kill you, put you in camps, while they've signed the orders for the first time publicly to have civil war, civil unrest, and U.S. military killing U.S. citizens. Kind of a big deal, which is what's going to be going on if they start a real civil war. I don't know about you, but I like the electricity working. I like going to the grocery store. I like having gas in my car. I mean, this is really, really dangerous situation we're in. We're all in a war. You know, you were in a war when they cooked up that virus and released it and rolled out a poison shot. You're a target. You're in a war, an asymmetrical war. And if people would just wake up to how bad it is, people would reject it. But see, if you won't admit how bad it is, you can't fix it. So I'm a very positive person. I believe in humanity, and it's always been true that when people get informed, the right thing happens. But if I can't get people informed, then I can't do anything here. I mean, there have been lawsuits filed that brought all the documents out, and we knew this years ago, but it's now becoming well known how the Democrats get illegal aliens on the voter rolls and then how they get through the data system, because they've gotten laws passed at the states and the federal level to allow this to happen. I'll show you a video that breaks it down in just a few minutes. The expert that's filed the suits over it is coming on tomorrow, Mike Yoder. But this is death by a million cuts. All right, go ahead and roll Kamala Harris. Here it is.
Disagree with him. People he calls, quote, the enemy from within. So tonight I will speak to everyone about the choice and the stakes in this election. Look, we know who Donald Trump is. He is the person who stood at this very spot nearly 4 years ago and sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol to overturn the will of the people in a free and fair election. I recognize this has not been a typical campaign. Even though I've had the honor of serving as your vice president for the last 4 years, I know that many of you are still getting to know who I am. I will always tell you the truth, even if it is difficult to hear. I will work every day to build consensus and reach compromise to get things done. My presidency will be different because the challenges we face are different. Our top priority as a nation 4 years ago.
That's enough. Did you hear that first clip? Let's play the short 17-second clip again, because unpacking that is just everything you need to know. Play that again.
Donald Trump intends to use the United States military against American citizens who simply disagree with him. People he calls, quote, the enemy from within.
And a few weeks ago, she said he's going to kill you. No, he's been very clear. The enemy within is her. They're the coup. She's already installed. She's up there in front of the White House like she's the president. And the coup's already happened. And now they're throwing it all into disarray and promising civil war conditions while they claim Trump is going to do that. Just simply amazing. So Mike Yoder is really a smart guy, and this has been known for over a decade, but this is how they're doing it, and now it's crystal clear. He's filed a suit on this. The United States District, Western District of Wisconsin, and he does an excellent job breaking it down. So how they're getting the illegal aliens registered to vote is on record. Here it is.
I found the source of exactly where all these illegals are getting put on the voter rolls, and it's going to be made public very, very soon. And I'll tell you right now where it is. And it's an organization called the Electronic Registration Information Center. It's led by a guy named David Becker, who was involved in a scandal while he was a U.S. attorney, and he essentially contacted the city of Boston while he worked for the DOJ, and the DOJ sued Boston over voting rights, claiming that he would help them get out of it. He then worked for PFAW, the People for the American Way, a far-left organization. Then he went on to work for Pew. And with George Soros' money, he created an organization called the Electronic Registration Information Center, which is known as ERIC. And then ERIC contracts with the states to get your DMV records, all that sensitive data that nobody else can get that's protected under the Driver's Privacy Protection Act. That's where they're finding out the ineligible voters. That's where they're finding out who in the state isn't registered to vote. And their membership agreement prohibits you from disclosing to them who is or is not a citizen. So you send all the information to people that live there. Don't tell them if they're citizens or not. And they pump those names onto the voter rolls, and then they circulate it back, and then they give it to the other organization David Becker found, which is the Center for Election Innovation and Research, which is the recipient of all those Zucker bucks from back in 2020.
So there you go. And that is how it's done. And remember, they told you, oh, there's no illegals voting. Now they're like, yeah, they're voting everywhere. And the feds say you can do it. Supreme Court goes, no, you can't. But that's only one state they slapped down. So this is really a victory no matter what happens because the mask is off. And I'm not putting perfume on a pig here. We're in a lot of trouble, but at least we're waking up and fighting back. Bill Mitchell put out a video where they, and I'll check these numbers, they're accurate, with a breakdown of what's happening in key battlegrounds and Kamala in total panic mode. It's posted on X if you want to share it at Alex Jones. Here it is.
The Harris campaign just pulled out resources out of North Carolina. They have to go to Virginia. They've given up North Carolina. We had a new poll coming out this afternoon. Rasmussen has got Trump up by 5 in North Carolina. Stick a fork in the Harris campaign there. They're done. Now they got to move resources into Virginia. Why? All of a sudden, Virginia's in play. Let me give you some numbers that are going to knock your socks off. This is as of Monday. Early voting and mail-in ballots in Virginia, the Democrats right now are up by 150,000. That is down half of what they were up in 2020. So they're only running at half. Now, let me tell you the other thing. If the Trump campaign can hold in Virginia the early vote lead to Harris at 250,000 or under, they're going to carry Virginia. Let me tell you why. In 2021, they had a 225,000 early vote lead on Glenn Youngkin for governor. This is 21. He was able to win rather handily. So they got to keep it under 250. Right now, they're running track on that. They're going to need 54.5% of the vote on Election Day in order to overcome the 250,000 early vote lead the Democrats have. Now, we've exceeded that both in 2016 and 2020 in Virginia. So if they get there, Trump is going to win the state. Now, let me give you some other good news about Virginia and why the Harris campaign is freaked out. Low propensity voters. These are voters that have not voted in the last four elections or only voted in one of the last four elections. They're turning out and they're breaking for Trump 65-35. He's got a 2-1 lead. Let me give you some other good news. In Virginia, these are real votes that are in the 9th district, very red. In 2020, 100,000 people that voted for Trump in 2016 didn't turn out. So far, 13,000 of them have already turned out. They've already voted. Early voting, that's 13%. It's going 90-10 Trump. This thing is turning into a rout. Trump's going to win Virginia.
You know, I was so excited when I started the broadcast 49 minutes ago. They didn't tell you about the incredible guests we've got today. This has got to be one of the most amazing lineups ever in my 30 years. Candace Owens, oh, wow, what an amazing and informative lady, is going to be joining us coming up in 10 minutes. And then we're going to have Laura Logan in studio, the big breaking news. And we're also going to have Steve Bannon on to break down the election and more. And we've got huge economic news with Dr. Kirk Elliott and more. Leave some surprises for you coming up today. Now, I think I'm a decent communicator, but I do see it all over X, and I get emails, and people ask me, family listens. They go, "Now wait, you're saying Trump's winning in a landslide, but they're trying to steal it." Well, yeah. I mean, they may be able to. Bare minimum, they're not going to accept the results. They've said that. They're top people. So this is approaching like a Mack truck going 100 miles an hour. And it was a mile away and then a half mile away and then 100 yards away. And now it's about 5 feet away. And so, again, if you want me to, maybe I should do a poll. Should I cover Biden biting the babies or Trump in the trash truck? Because it's all very interesting and fun, but scary also. It still is funny. I mean, look, I love to screw around, okay? But they're running around saying we're about to have martial law and a disputed election and civil war. We got crazy people biting babies and all the rest of it. I mean, it's just, I don't like being caught with our pants down. So, and then we've got these lunatics, all these weird Soros women that are in charge of the elections who are just openly engaged in absolute fraud. It's a damn cult. I mean, they all look like this. I mean, where do they, what's up with these people? Well, that's what evil looks like. That's what it looks like when you serve evil. Yeah. Here's the lady in Colorado. She's like, if anybody, even an election official, gets a code to a computer, it's total felony, years in prison. Even if they're checking for fraud. Checking for fraud's illegal. But, I magically gave out almost every county, only one county they didn't give out the codes to, and we're just not even going to worry about that right now. Oh, and illegal aliens can vote too. How do you like them apples? So it's a wild time. All right, Candace Owens is coming up. We'll talk election. Her incredible series has gone mega viral and super accurate on Kamala's genealogy. Her predictions, smart lady, and more. Really great to have her on. She's hard to get on. And so much more today. And I'll get into all the documents and things I mentioned, and there's a bunch of other craziness going on. And Democrat House, Democrats just voted down a bill to have proof of citizenship to vote. I mean, you know, that's just their standard policy. There's a lot of amazing stuff happening. But the good news is America's waking up, and Trump is winning in a landslide. And if they steal it, it'll just blow up in their face bigger. So, the good news is we're winning the hearts and minds. It's the soul that matters. And, yeah, the war is going to take a while. And I'm not predicting they'll be able to steal it. But we're headed for spectacularly insane, dangerous times. I mean, like I've been saying for years, you think right now is crazy? It's just going to get more insane from here on out. With the technology and the culture and the war between good and evil, it's very exciting. It's amazing. And the journey is the destination. God's testing us. What I want you to do is go to Real Alex Jones on X and share the live feed of Candace Owens coming up and more. That's how by the end of the day we'll have 10 million people on there. And all the other great feeds that are at Real Alex Jones and at AFN Live, Alex Jones Network, at AFN Live on X. All right, let me do some mid-air refueling. I want to thank everybody for the great support. I don't know the more historic time to support an operation like this that recognizes one of the most effective, accurate outlets promoting truth and justice and freedom. I'm hated by the evil folks, loved by the population. I appreciate all your support. We try to make it easy to support us by incredible, game-changing supplements and products and great T-shirts and, you know, everything else that helps spread the word and fight the fight. And funding-wise, if InfoWars shuts down on the 13th, which is 12 days, 13 days away, 14 days, I guess, probably take a day to shut us down. So I'll say 14 days away. We're almost where we need to be. On a minimalist operation to stay on air. So I got to have legal to battle the CIA and the FBI and the Democratic Party. Then I got to have the crew money and the satellite money and all the stuff and the infrastructure and all that. That takes money to fight wars. We're in info war. So defend yourself and your family, because if you're not supporting me in this operation and the crew, you're really not supporting your own self-interest. I mean, it's easy. I'm willing to go all out against these people, everything I got, and we're effective. Will you bet on a horse that keeps winning? I need you to bet on me. I bet on you. I need you to take action now. Plus, if you take Ultimate CMOS, if you get the great Hydra Force vitamin mineral drink that has all the electrolytes at thealexshowstore.com, if you get, there's some new t-shirts, let's put those on screen. So many new ones, they're getting added all the time. In response to not garbage, just a patriot, being printed right now in Arkansas, shipping out within days. Not garbage, just a patriot. And make Orwell fiction again. And a bunch of murdered out Trump hats and Alex Jones hats. It's all there. That's how you spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the operation. Trump 2024, save America again. American 1776, these are your uniforms. These are your battle colors. In the information war, I'm firing the bat signal to you. I want to thank those that have taken action. I want to encourage all you, 99% of you on the fence. Yeah, thanks for sharing the articles. Thanks for your prayer. Please go to thealexshowstore.com and get these incredible products. And when you sign up for the VIP program, $30 a month, cancel any time, you get $40 in money to buy product. So if you're going to be buying these great products anyways, you make money with that. Wow, what if, and you get special deals and specials and sales discounts on top of that and special offers. You want to be a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. It's simple. It's great products. It funds a good cause. Take action now. I humbly ask for your aid in this war. My fellow countrymen. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP and so much more at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Don't forget my dad's great supplement company, DrJonesNaturals.com as well.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I thank you for your support.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Stay with me.
Patriot on screen, 12 noon Central, high noon for the showdown with the New World Order. She's coming up. We join 300 plus radio stations in T-minus 6 minutes. But I want to set the preface for this and play this now to the folks who are watching us on the internet only. And some stations don't carry the first five as well. That's three clips. We've got many more of Kamala Harris. She's going to be doing the deep dive on in a moment, exposing her real genealogy that's gone so viral and is so accurate. We've looked into it as well. But Candace does a better job than we do breaking it down of the real Kamala Harris. So why is she promoting martial law? Trump's going to kill you. The military's coming for you. There's going to be a disputed election. If Trump wins, we're going to be in chaos. All the surrogates are saying martial law, disputed election. They're not going to certify. And then they're saying he's going to do that. And they're trying to throw the whole election in disarray with record levels of people registered who aren't voters and states confirming there's just mass fraud and hack attacks and leaks and more people voting in Michigan who aren't voters than are voters. I mean, that's mainstream news, but local, as of yesterday, no national coverage that I've seen. So I'm going to ask Candace Owens, what does this all mean? What does she think their main play is? We know it's Operation Chaos, but what does she think their main play is going to be? Because there's a lot of different scenarios there. And then how do we counter that coming up? But here's three clips back to back of Kamala Harris, and her older surrogates are doing it as well, for this insanity that, you know, Carville, we got to have black men rise up with arms because Trump's coming to kill you. There's no evidence of that unless they're going to stage false flags. We'll talk to Candace about it in a moment, but here's the clips.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country. It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would use the military to go after them. Think about this.
The American people, he's the one who talks about an enemy within, an enemy within, talking about the American people, suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
Donald Trump intends to use the United States military against American citizens who simply disagree with him. People he calls, quote, the enemy from within.
In that same speech, she's promised chaos if he wins, which her surrogates are saying will be Civil War conditions, Jamie Raskin. And then there's another clip from 2.5 weeks ago where she's outside. I forget where she's at. She's by the ocean. She says, he's sending the military to your house to kill you. That's the one I really want to find because, I mean, this is wild stuff. And it's their official talking point. So what does that signify? And then now you've got the machines getting hacked everywhere. And if you say that, they sue you, though they admit it's happening. We are in for a bumpy ride, and it's not coming. It's here. We are 4 days from official election day. The Democrats admit they're going to put it into disarray. They've made good on that. The magnitude of the fraud and the hacking and the flooding of people that got registered who aren't citizens and they're confirming it is the worst I've ever seen by a giant margin. I mean, I would say this early on, 30, 40, I mean, it's so much bigger, 30 times bigger. I mean, I don't have a number. It's just so massive. And then the admissions that illegals are voting and the federal judges saying illegals can vote and the Supreme Court in one state saying no. That's really amazing that it's out in the open like that now. I mean, this is wild. So Lenin said he was evil, but he was smart. There are times where nothing happens in decades, and then there are weeks where decades happen. We are in the fourth turning. We are in a global realignment. We're in the Great Awakening. But evil is striking back. Back in 60 seconds with the great Candace Owens. Stay with us.
Many of the supplements available at thealexshowstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated and at a competitive price, especially if you get more than one model, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere, and your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
We now take you live to the most important election
we
in world
take
history.
You live. The Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Laura Logan in studio coming up. Steve Bannon and more today. But right now I am ultra excited to have such an amazing lady who I've known for many, many, many years, Candace Owens, at Real Candace O on X, YouTube, at Real Candace O, just O for Owens, and she's with us for the balance of the hour, and wow, she's one of the smartest people out there I know, does incredible investigative journalism as well, plus an amazing talk show. And I'm just so blessed to have her with us in this incredible hour of danger and opportunity. And it's really the good, the bad, and the ugly right now. What a historic moment. Candace, just so much happening. I've got so many questions. We're in the middle of this right now. Where do you want to go first?
I mean, we can talk about anything. Obviously, like, I am deep in the trenches. It feels like every moment of my day is being dedicated to researching Kamala's genealogy, which is really something that, I mean, people have been following my investigative series. You know, I kind of happened upon this quite accidentally. I just wasn't really into the media attacks on Janet Jackson when she just was being pressured by The Guardian to support Janet Jackson, to support Kamala Harris because she's black. And she said, you know, I heard she's Irish. And then the entire media tried to do what they did to her brother, you know, the wacko Jack. No evidence. She's crazy. She's unhinged. And I just decided I'm going to actually do what the media is supposed to do and look into her claims. And I never imagined that I would stumble across what I stumbled across. First and foremost, Alex, if you don't own this, you're welcome. I purchased it for you. It's Kamala's book called The Truths That We Hold. And let me tell you right now, every single line of this is bullshit. I was struck by the fact that when you flip through the pictures, you have a woman who has decided to only put pictures that blackify herself, meaning she has pictures. This is me when I'm a child with my afro. This is me visiting my Uncle Freddie in Harlem. Turns out Uncle Freddie isn't her real uncle. She's talking about visiting her auntie Chris. It's a black woman, but it's not really her auntie. And then she chooses, even when she shows images, you see her grandparent, alleged grandparent, which I was able to debunk. That woman is not her grandparent. I don't know who that woman is, but we do know that that is not Beryl and it is not her grandmother. She intentionally is just choosing all of these images and really just establishing the legacy is what I would say. And why I say the legacy is because that journalist who was able to determine that Emmanuel Macron is married to a man said that essentially it always works the same. When they're about to run for the highest office, they drop a book. And the book is just supposed to be accepted as a work of nonfiction because the media is certainly not going to crawl through and debunk anything. And it's really just a legacy, something that's not even real. And so when we started going through it and we started realizing all of these holes and how strange it was that she was blackifying herself, we never imagined that Kamala Harris wouldn't have a trace. I'm talking not even a trace of African American that we have stumbled upon. And you can see right now in her rhetoric, because we've been on to her, they're suddenly switching it up. She's not speaking about being black anymore because she got busted completely lying about her heritage. We've been able to find that she's Irish. We've been able to determine that she is Syrian Jewish. And if that is in fact her mother, which I'm not convinced, and that would make her Indian. None of these things are black, Alex. None of these things are black.
Everything about her is synthetic, a cutout. And I want to get into the genealogy more with you and lay it out. But now looking at the election and what's happening and all the talk of martial law and Trump's going to put us in camps and we need an armed uprising by their surrogates, and they're not going to accept the election. They're not going to certify it. And then now it's the biggest flood of people that are registered, but they're admitting aren't legal. They're not even doing this and I figured this out yesterday, to steal it. They're doing it to put it into Total Question, which Jamie Raskin on the 16th of November set this up over a month ago, a symposium on national TV about the chaos of the disputed election and how to get out of the chaos. So they've pre-programmed it. Now it's clear they're going to do that. You can argue about how it's going to unfold. Can you speak to that or give me your view or tell me if I'm wrong or right? And then
yeah, my viewpoint has been there's no way they're going to let Trump win because they want World War III, right? So it doesn't really matter. Any other opinion, you've got to look back into history. You know, when the elites want war, they will go to war by any means necessary. And they have already started that programming a long time ago when Trump won. And they really did not think that he would legitimately win. And they were quite startled by that. I think they wanted to go to war back then. And they instantly started this rhetoric, Russia, 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 Iran, 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 Iran. Now, all of a sudden, I've been saying this for years, they want to go to war with Iran and Russia. It's very obvious. And now we're inching closer to war with Iran and Russia. The reality is, for all of the pluses that the elites may have for Trump, he is explicitly anti-war. He wants to resolve conflicts overseas, doesn't want to keep sending troops overseas. And the last time that you had a president that wasn't down to go to war, you know, he unfortunately got shot. It's a mystery still as to what really happened that day since they won't declassify all the documents, but he got shot down in Dallas. And then they installed a president, LBJ, who was very much willing to go to all of the wars for Henry Kissinger. You know, suddenly we're in Cambodia and we're in Vietnam. And so that is what alarms me about this moment in history, is that you can see their hunger and their thirst for a world war right now. And I think in part, the reason for that, as it always is economic. You know, when you have a war, you kind of just get to reset the stage. And this was why they were so incensed when Tucker Carlson went over and spoke to Putin, because they want to own the propaganda. They want to brainwash people. They want people to think that, you know, Vladimir Putin is the biggest threat to democracy, even though Russia has a smaller GDP than California. When in reality, what Putin said at the end of that was very telling. You know, he talked about BRICS. He talked about how America wasn't able to keep up economically, how people were getting around the petrodollar. And that is a reason to go to war. So I think they want war. I think by any means necessary, they will have war happen. And Trump is somebody that they see as standing in their way, even though I don't think he's clear on that. I think he thinks that they all love him and they've infiltrated part of his campaign. The War Hawks, I believe so, at least. I don't know what you think. And I don't think he perceives the threat that is within. And Kamala is a candidate that the elites want because she is a vessel. And if you've watched any part of my series, I had a journalist on who was the editor of the Japan Times, who knew her and ran circles in San Francisco, same as Judge Joe Brown. And they spoke about her track record, how she was working on behalf of the cartels. And he also intimated to me that her mother was working on behalf of the MK Ultra program for the CIA. So you have this woman who has she's just like a blank vessel. You know, she can be whatever you tell her to be at any day that you tell her to be.
And by the way, this sounds shocking to people that aren't well informed about history. Theodore Kaczynski, LA Times, New York Times, was in the MK Ultra program. It's been proven that Charlie Manson was in it.
Yep.
It just goes on and on that, and that was just one area that the Frank Church Committee got into in the late 70s. That was just a pinhole into a larger universe. And that's what I believe about Kamala from the picture we see, like Tim Walz, clear communist Chinese agent. It's all come out. Mm-hmm. You know, Confucian Society, all of it. You know, sex operative controller, all of it. You look at Kamala, exactly. MK Ultra, sex operative cutout. The way she sometimes can be smart, usually really dumb, different personalities. I've thought this privately since you said it. I'm going to go ahead and say it. She has the perfect signature of someone that's been through trauma-based mind control.
That's exactly what the journalist said. And he knew her parents. I mean, he knew her mother.
Okay, well, I've been following you, but I didn't know this. Everybody's been calling me saying, you got to get Candace on. I'm going to shut up then. Start over. This is huge.
Yeah, so this is a journalist. You can watch this on my YouTube page, guys. You can head over to the live tab. And we had on Yoichi Shimatsu. He's a Japan editor. And he had written this piece about how her mother was in the MK Ultra program. He personally hates Kamala because a person that helped her get through law school, who was his protege, wound up dead in extremely, extremely suspect circumstances. That man's name was Jeff Adachi. He made an enemy of the San Francisco mafia. And he wound up dead with some very suspicious things happening at the medical examiner's office. office. It was a huge scandal. And so he basically wrote this piece out of exasperation and anger. And he said, people do not realize what she is. Her mother worked at a hospital in, I want to say Montreal, in Montreal, where they were running the MK Ultra program. And he was speaking extensively about how she was brought over because she was very good with apes. And at this time is when you had like Jane Goodall and you had, they were really interested in experimenting on apes in order to determine what they could do to humans psychologically. And so she got drafted into the MK Ultra program. Now, I know that the depictions that she tells you about her childhood are not real because, Alex, I don't know if you know this, but while I've been doing this series, Kamala's family members reached out, the ones that are not communists, to verify that she's been lying about her genealogy and said her mother was extremely strict on her. You know, those girls were run like a military, probably because it was a military program. It was a CIA program. And so it is extremely alarming that this guy comes out, he tells you he's from the same circles as Kamala Harris. No one has been able to debunk anything that he has said. And it does look like when you see where her mother worked and you are familiar with the MK Ultra program, which like you said, you can look this up on Wikipedia. This is not a conspiracy, that Kamala may have been drafted into that program. It's quite terrifying.
And unlike most headquarters being Virginia or DC or Maryland for other federal programs, San Francisco is the recognized world headquarters of MK Ultra and its privatization That's operations. Correct. That came out in the Senate hearings in the 70s.
That's correct. And that there's a book that I've been recommending everybody read called Chaos, which talks about that's why Charles Manson was all throughout California. He was a Fed. He got turned in prison, taught how to hypnotize people. And the purpose behind that, again, was war. Just to be clear, they lied about what happened that night with the Manson murders. He wasn't there. He was a Fed. The women were people that were working on behalf of the Feds. And they wanted America to think that this mass murder had happened and it was executed by a hippie commune, when in fact it wasn't. The CIA was verifiably there that night, thanks to the remarkable journalistic work of Tom O'Neill in the book Chaos. They were there that night because everyone was on LSD, thanks to the CIA, but they had this effect where nobody wanted to go to war. It was like peace, love, rock and roll. And so when they said, no, we want to go to war, we want to go to war right now. We want to go to Vietnam. We're going to do this in Cambodia. They wanted everyone to snap out of this LSD reverie. And what better way to do it than with a psychologically traumatizing event, speaking about how, you know, they carved a baby out of this actress that everybody loves and, you know, wrote her blood on the wall. People instantly, they say this is the day the music died. The hippie generation ended the day of the Charles Manson murders, and the reporters all started reporting on it and how gory it was, and people were terrified. And suddenly the peace love generation ended. So it was a psychological program. Charles Manson was in fact an MK Ultra Fed, which is fascinating.
And again, for people that don't study history, this sounds weird, but MK Ultra was just, again, one large program. The entire mind war program, starting in the 50s, and the Russians, the Chinese were obsessed with mind war as well. At some points, they were spending in research more on mind control than they were on new weapons development. I mean, that's like congressional hearings, folks. We're talking trillions a year in today's numbers, billions and billions back then on just mass mind control testing. And it's come out in the newspaper that UT has, you know, a long-term, it's out in Bastrop, monkey ape testing program, and that's all funded by DARPA. And I was once given a tour by one of the high ups like 25 years ago of the UT facility, not of the actual primate facility, but I was shown the control rooms at UT in areas you're not allowed into, the psychology department. I'm like, why am I being shown this? Well, back then, they were trying to be friendly to me, and it turned out the guy later went to be high-level MIT, and you know, the guy was like, want me to take acid and stuff with him. I never did that, but it was through some people I knew. That was another recruitment arm. But it just shows how big this is. They were trying to get me into that, and I only realized that years later. That's how huge this is. It's not like, oh, I'm special. This is giant.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, LSD was considered by the MK Ultra that could be the drug that could, you know, brainwash people. And some of the experiments that they did, I mean, it really scary stuff, like men who woke up and they routinely experimented. Dr. Sidney Gottlieb led the program, routinely experimented on people that were just in the military. You have one guy who had a family, had never committed a crime in his life, woke up out of a reverie and with blood all over him and was told that he raped and killed a 4-year-old girl. This is in that book, Chaos. Dr. Sidney Gottlieb testified in his defense and then watched him get electrocuted. The guy from the day he died said he had no idea what had happened. And it was very clear that it had happened at an MK Ultra facility. I mean, it very heavily implied in that book that it was clear that they had used him to see if they could compel him to commit a crime. They wanted to see if they could also turn people via MK Ultra program into serial killers, which makes you really reexamine sort of the '70s and sort of the dawn of all of these serial killers that we really hadn't seen the light of before in America, which suddenly it seemed to be a trend. And yes, you know, the writing is very much on the wall. These are fair questions to ask when you hear, whether you're talking about a school shooting or you're talking about a serial killer, that you had somebody who was on drugs. That's why I always say, what is in their medicine cabinet? Because they had determined, and again, you can read this in that book, Chaos, written by Tom O'Neill, that the program was successful, that they had successfully created a cocktail of drugs, which could brainwash people. That's terrifying. Like your government.
Well,
writing,
let's expand
like,
on
yes,
that. That was the beta test. Then by the 80s, they roll out the Prozac and stuff that puts people in a trance state for programming. And they put on the label can cause psychotic breaks, can cause mass murder, can cause, you know, all of that. And almost every shooter is on that. So, but let's expand. Dr. Ewing Cameron, this was even on History Channel, you know, 25 years ago. It's declassified with Jolyon West, who was the government-appointed psychiatrist over Tim McVeigh and a bunch of others. They ran a large part of the MKUltra program where over 10,000 children were kidnapped or taken from foster homes and programmed in the U.S. and Canada with electroshock therapy, with audio sensory systems, and with a cocktail of LSD and other drugs to create sex slave operatives for pedophile Jeffrey Epstein compromising and to create couriers and assassins. And so this is a industrial-level program.
That's correct. And I should add here, I said Dr. Sidney Gottlieb was there for the execution. It was actually Dr. Jolly West, you're correct, and a really sinister human being who wrote excessively. He was using a fake name, which they uncovered in that book, Chaos. And this is the reality. This is the government that we are fighting right now. And I think people now are moving away from perceiving these things as conspiracies because it's so evil that you don't want to believe that your government is capable of this, to recognizing the kind of evil that our government is capable of. You know, when you see this sort of mass programming take place, I mean, what do you think COVID was? The CIA has been experimenting to see whether or not you can make people not believe their own eyes. Like that's the ultimate goal. Don't believe your own eyes. And they have proven that's successful, that COVID was a remarkably successful psychological experiment, right? You had people who were willing to never see their relatives again, to, you know, 6 feet social distance, people that are still wearing masks today because they were so psychologically traumatized by the repetition of the news stations. And there's a reason they say the same words over and over again. That's a form of hypnosis, by the way. 6 feet social distancing, wear a mask, save lives. They have shown in studies at the CIA that works, that repetition works, that people will assume that if everybody's doing it and everybody is saying it, therefore it must be true. And of course, this leads back into discussions about Operation Mockingbird, which was an operation that the CIA never discontinued and that they chose to put in place after JFK was shot, right? They suddenly started putting journalists on payroll. And you see it today when all of the journalists are using the exact same phrases to cover the exact same stories. This is Operation Mockingbird. Repeat the same thing over and over again until Americans believe that it's true, until Americans believe that January 6th was an insurrection, until Americans believe that if you open your door and go outside, you know, your grandma's going to die because you breathe. And but I'm remarkably optimistic about it because the fact that we have so many independent journalists that are so much more successful than these mainstream media journalists today shows you that the American people know that they're being lied to. And that to me represents the beginning of the end for the elites who are going to get desperate.
And Candace, people always see art and they think that's what's creating life. No, the art is imitating life. The 1950s Frank Sinatra or 1960s Frank Sinatra, for when it came out, Manchurian Candidate, was off of North Korean and Chinese known mind control programs. With drugs and torture and sex to mind control people. The Japanese ninja were used with sex and drugs to create a mind control assassin who committed suicide after killing someone. That's the over 500 years old documented mind control that the Japanese had with just drugs and sex. Now, you look at the remake that was excellent. It was 20 years ago, Denzel Washington, Manchurian Candidate. Everybody should see that. in the MKUltra program that came out in Congress, a very small part of it, the main target was public officials and leaders. And could you get them, even after they weren't kids, and turn them into mind control? And their findings were, no, not always, and usually it just makes them, you know, vegetables. We need them when they're kids. And, man, Kamala's behavior, when she looks drugged and acts bizarre and like a child sometimes, she's mind control. You can see it.
Yeah, I just can't imagine. And by the way, that journalist Yoichi Clark Shimatsu said she wasn't just interacting with apes. She was also there. It was like the Jewish hospital in Montreal, I believe. She was also interacting with the patients as well, right? So you're going to tell me that this woman all day, and she worked long hours, is interacting and experimenting with mind control on patients and apes, and she goes home and just acts like a regular mom? Like, is that what we're supposed to
do? Oh, let me just back you up. It came out in the MKUltra documents as well, again, that they would use projects on animals as the funding cover, and then right across town would actually be the kids. I mean, this is just History Channel, folks. 10,000 plus children in a CIA mind control from the 50s to the 80s, and then it gets worse. The 30,000 children plus placed with pedophiles by a State Department operation in West Germany that got broken the last 7 years was another off branch of the CIA mind control. Look at, folks, it's mainstream news. You can't make this up. Clearly she's one of them.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's so scary, is it is mainstream. Like, you no longer have to go on a weird site to find this information, because I guess their mindset is everybody's so distracted. We have so much technology. People don't even have a long attention span. So we're just going to tell you what we're doing in your face. Like I said, you can find this stuff on Wikipedia. Nothing here is conspiratorial. It's just that people aren't looking for it. They don't realize. And I think sometimes it's emotionally too much for people to want to consider the evils of the government. But I have been hell bent on people. I don't care. I'm like, listen to my podcast. You absolutely must read these books. You absolutely must understand that there have been elite pedophiles. I mean, for goodness sake, BuzzFeed themselves did a freaking extensive piece on how many pedophiles were working at the CIA a couple of years ago. It was probably the best piece BuzzFeed ever put together. It was an investigative piece that took the writers 4 years. And they spoke about how the CIA kept catching the CIA in sex crimes and letting them work again at the CIA. And so how many times does somebody have to tell you this before you stop believing that this is all a conspiracy? And now leaning into the topic of pedophilia, and because then you go, well, why? What's the point of that? I think it's twofold. The first thing is that if you are going to pledge to be in the most sinister, sadistic gang in the entire world, like the elites, then they need to know that you're willing to do the most horrific, sadistic thing that you could possibly do, which is to harm a child. The second thing, though, is that all of this, by the way, relates to the work of Sigmund Freud, who himself was an utterly demented. And until your schools start tearing down statues of Sigmund Freud, who dedicated all of his work to children and sex and trying to make it seem that children were sexual, know that your kid should not be in these schools, right? These are communist schools. But anyways, Sigmund Freud, they're considered the father of modern psychology, also known as modern gaslighting. When people were coming to him and saying, I was molested by my father, he started gaslighting these people and saying, actually, you're attracted to your father. And he created the seduction theory. And there's a man who wrote a book called The Assault on Truth, who worked for the Sigmund Freud archives. And he learned German because he wanted to be able to read the files. He then rings the alarm and goes, I've read his stuff in German. He was actually covering for pedophiles. Guess what happened to that guy, Jeffrey Masson? He got kicked out, Harvard graduate, got kicked out of the archive center and dismissed from the psychological community because he told the truth. He wrote a book called The Assault on Truth.
Stay there. We got to come back. We'll come back to this. And then you're saying, hey, sound to me like you're saying they're going to steal it from Trump. I really respect your research. I want to get your take and also your instincts. But think about this. Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, is given.
That's what I was getting to.
The total control of all U.S. propaganda and the sexualization of children. Yeah, Sigmund Freud was on record a pedophile. We'll be right back. We're dealing with a pedophile satanic death cult. And now Biden's biting babies on national TV. Stay with us.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere, and your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I don't raise this point to say, oh, I've been covering this longer than Candace Owens. That's not my point of raising this at all. And I only say that because people think that. That's not what I'm doing here. I've been on there 30 years. And that's how, I mean, studying this, that's how we can finish each other's sentences. We didn't talk before she came on today. I just said, what are your topics? And it was her genealogy and the election. And then you notice we're finishing each other's sentences because we're not making this up. All this is public record. Other than the fact, is she mind controlled? And once you think about it, it all clicks. I privately thought that, but there's this weird thing where if I've covered something 1,000 times in the past, I stop covering it. And we need to talk about mind control more because it's been externalized over the whole culture. If you look at the Milgram experiment, the Stanford Research Institute, you know, they've done these studies on how to get good people to hurt other people in mass without drugs, without electroshock. And that's what the COVID was, and the lockdowns, and the torturing kids, and the poison shots. That's mass mind control. That's them rolling it out from beta to operational. And that's why she does such a great job, is she goes and gets all the old research and then brings out the new research and does a splendid job, better than I could do, putting it out. And I'm giving credit because people need to recognize it, so we promote it. And then she adds the new information and then makes the bold statement. That's key, and that's what I need to do more of. And I'm saying that to everybody. We all need to be more like Candace Owens, because what's old's new, because what's old's currently another permutation of what was old. And I've committed to listeners, and I promise you, I will start at least a once-a-week podcast that's commercial-free. That's been my goal for years. I haven't gotten around to it. That is on the classic big topics that people don't know about, but those of us that have researched it just think everybody knows it because we know it. And then add all the new information to it. And that's what Candace is doing. I thought that was an important point. Sorry to burn time here. Get back into Sigmund Freud and then the globalist, you know, the putting him in the British level aristocracy that uses pedophilia for control, but it's also their religion, which has now come out, and then the externalization of the hierarchy.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when I started getting attacked this year, do people really think that I woke up one day and decided to be Hitler? No, it was because I started talking about Sigmund Freud. I was genuinely shocked when I read a book which was written by David Bacon, and he spoke about, you know, Sigmund Freud and sort of religious backgrounds that I had never heard about. And I did research and realized that there were, in fact, these religious cults that were considered pedophilia and incest to be sacraments, and that they were incredibly powerful. They were funded by the wealthiest people in the world at the time, and that I had never heard about it. So I was very shocked by what I didn't know. And when I began speaking about it, suddenly the media did a complete 180 on me and started assassinating my character, which let me know that I must have said something that was true. Because when you tell the truth and you say, hey, like, here's the history of Sigmund Freud, children and sex, and he lied about that, and actually he was protecting pedophiles, the media instinct shouldn't be to defend the reputation of Freud and attack Candace, unless Freud is the one that created the mainstream media. And what I mean by that is, so at first you had Freud, the father of modern psychology. What came behind him was his nephew, Edward Bernays, which you were just getting into. World War II, them running experiments on how to convince Americans to get behind World War II, make Germans the enemy no matter what, rah, 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 it's patriotism. They experimented with how to make us, with knowing nothing about the reasons behind what the government wanted to go, why they wanted to go to war, how they could use imagery, how they could use advertisements to make us just perceive, and we see this even today in forms of propaganda. He was the father of propaganda. Watch the documentary on Edward Bernays, a totally disturbed individual who credits himself with even being so clever that he got Americans to eat bacon and eggs for breakfast. It's quite terrifying to look into this family and to realize how sinister and how evil they are.
He got women to smoke cigarettes by tying it to suffrage. Because women thought cigarettes were crude, so he said, oh, show those men, smoke those cigarettes. And then he was still writing ads for Virginia Slims in the 80s, where it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, you've come a long way, babe. And he helped write the whole CIA program on feminism.
Yes, and this is why, Alex, you really are just ahead of your time, because once I started realizing this, and this really has only been in the last 2 years, and I started reading all these books, I realized it all comes down to an information war. Like, they have realized this. What information, even if it's bad information, if they put it out and they use imagery and they show you things over and over again, you'll have an emotional response absent facts. So I have been guarding the information that I take in. I'm now aware of how they do these things, which I think kind of renders as a defense against it. So you have to understand where it came from. You have to study Freud. You have to study Edward Bernays. You have to understand their school of thought and really understand the complicated history of psychology and propaganda, then became PR, right? So it's the reason why I'm banned from Australia right now. All they have to do is put together a bunch of headlines and say Candace Owens believes this or believes that, and people will accept that as a reality. They don't even look past the headline or the PR.
Alex
Same
Jones is sending people
since the time of Sigmund Freud.
Alex Jones is sending people to pee on children's graves. Never happened. Not true. They just say it.
Say it. Yeah, and then you're left having to defend yourself against it, and the next thing you know, you've got a minister who's banning you for stuff that you never said. And, you know, the reality is that the governments fear this. They fear the public becoming notified about the history of their own government, because most people can't comprehend these sorts of evils. You can't comprehend a government that would drug people into raping children and then watch those people who were completely drugged and had no idea where they were or what they were doing be electrocuted in the electric chair like Jolly West did. You can't comprehend that level of evil. But this is the reality that we face. These are disturbed, demented individuals who have done things. And if we don't awaken to that, we're never going to be able to combat the threat that looms. And in my opinion, Kamala, and by the way, her family members told me her father, Donald Harris, was a dyed-in-the-wool Marxist. He attended Marxist meetings from the time that he was young, secretive Marxist meetings in Jamaica, and was traveling all over the world, to South America, spent a ton of time in Brazil, being trained as a Marxist.
Well, he was a communist on record. He was a communist on record.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And so to know that is her father, that her mother was involved in the MK Ultra program, for people not to recognize, just consider your common sense here. What kind of a human being do you have to be to present a book where you lie about your own genealogy and use black women that are not your grandmothers to try to signal to the public that you're black? You have to have no soul. Like, just like, there's nothing. You can lie and feel absolutely nothing. She has done this, right? So take what she's done and what we've uncovered and apply that to what she'd be willing to do if she actually was given full power. And like I said, I believe she's the candidate the elites want. I think Trump's campaign has been infiltrated. You know, they're rubbing him back, giving him a thumbs up. The Never Trumpers are now doing events with Trump. I mean, if that doesn't show you that it's an infiltration, I don't know what does, right? The Never Trump war class is suddenly like, no, we're with Trump. No, they're not with you, buddy. They're not with you. They think that they can cloud your judgment and make you think that they're with you, as they do everything to undermine you in this election. And I think what we're seeing right now, the assassination attempts, it's all reminiscent of what the elites do when they want war and they see somebody in their way.
So looking 4 days out and all the pre-programming for martial law, civil unrest, what do you think they're going to do?
You know, I'm not entirely clear on it. I just do not think that they're going to just let Trump win. They've been planning this war for too long, and it's taken a while for them to get it together, and they are not going to wait 4 years to be able to do whatever it is that they want to do overseas. And I don't know what they planned. They surprised me last time with COVID and mail-in ballots. Clearly we had a rigged election in 2020. And I'm very concerned that the American public needs to wake up, which is why I've been hitting every single day on exposing more and more on Kamala. And by the way, today we have an absolute bombshell about her grandfather, alleged grandfather, Oscar Joseph. And so I'm just focusing on what I can focus on, which is just to unapologetically reveal to the public what is happening behind the scenes in this government, so that they can come to terms with the stark reality that we're facing today.
And speaking of MKUltra and her, it's not even affected. And by that I mean it's fake, but it's so fake it's second nature. Everywhere she goes, she looks at a crowd and then does a terrible imitation. She does like a crazy fake preacher, looks like a demon. She's at a black crowd. She does weird fake ethnic voices that don't even sound right. When she's with Valley Girls, she talks like that. I mean, this is a true chameleon. And when you look at trauma-based mind control, they torture little kids, particularly the children of people that run the programs. That's declassified. And they fracture them into different personalities. And then as they get older, they can program them, tell them what to do, you know, literally give them a code word. They fall asleep, give them a code word. They turn into a, you know, sex maniac for sex operations. So when they're younger, they use them to compromise men. But when you look at her now, it all makes perfect sense. That's why she behaves like this, because she's not even a person. She's just a program.
You know, and it's really funny that you say that, because one of the things that psychologists like Sigmund Freud were interested in was whether or not they could create a psychopath. And there were studies that were done which determined that if children were molested in their youth, sodomized in particularly, that in the future they would behave like psychopaths. And I should dig up this study, because it's unbelievable. If you look up Freud, and it might have been Anna Freud, I'm not sure if it was her or her father, who looked into this. And when I spoke with that journalist who uncovered all that he did about Emmanuel Macron and Emmanuel Macron's upbringing, and no matter what the press says, the one thing they never deny is that, you know, he at best was statutorily raped by Brigitte Macron, right? So you have a victim of rape, of child rape, and he now has the most power in France. And, you know, people have come out and said he's a homosexual and all these things, and the media just ignores this in favor of the legacy they established with a book about him when he was elected. It's very alarming that you see these trends over and over again. It's just not possible that all of these men that are in power are homosexuals. And I'm not saying that to say all homosexual men are psychopaths, but I'm saying that particularly in the West, when we examine the history of these people, people talk about how it seems like Emmanuel Macron got pleasure from torturing the French people during COVID. Like, he liked the control in quite a sadistic way. And it really makes you think. Barack Obama, same thing. I mean, the letters that he wrote about his homosexual fantasy fantasies were released. And so these are facts. Again, we're not speculating here. Zelensky, I mean, a guy dresses up in leather spandex and dances like that, and you're telling me that there's not a little sugar in his tank?
It's a cult.
I have been speaking about all of these things, you know, and so it's alarming because their backgrounds are all so shady. They're not being raised by their parents. You know, they're being raised by their grandparents, all of these things. And the public just ignores this. You know, Joe Biden likes to take showers with a 4-year-old daughter, and the public is pretending that that's totally fine. And the FBI tries to lie about it and instead swoops in and goes after James O'Keefe, who didn't even publish the diary, but that is how much.
And so basically studying them, psychopaths created the science of mind control to try to make people like them or people that would do what mm-hmm. they wanted. And if you look at Biden now biting babies, I mean, he's completely out of his mind.
But I didn't even see. I don't even know what you're talking about there.
Oh, yeah. Last night they had a Halloween event, and he started biting the babies. Roll B-roll for it, please. And there's video.
I am so concerned. I just don't understand. I don't think he even knows where he is.
It's not AI. It's not AI.
I'm just more concerned about like the mom who's just like totally fine with that and doesn't just go, hey, this is a little weird, you know, please don't nibble my baby. But over and over again, you're seeing that these people almost seem like they've had information downloaded into them, and Kamala sometimes breaks character unexpectedly. And so I am inclined to believe the journalist who knew a lot about her mother and MKUltra program and her involvement in it. It certainly hasn't been disputed by anyone in the public. And if with the amount of people watching this series about Kamala, they would normally race to dispute something like this in election time. It seems more like they're deciding to, if you say nothing and just get to election day, we don't have to respond to any of these claims. But I'm not letting go. They're absolutely going to have to respond to this because this woman is dangerous. I'm telling you, she is incredibly dangerous.
Well, Steve Bannon's on later, and he looks great. He lost like 40 pounds and looks 20 years younger. But he said white, black, Hispanic, everyone hated her in the prison. I see that across the board, just in the general public, everybody I know that were former liberals that, you know, got to where they hated Trump, then they were neutral, now they love him. I mean, I'm seeing a great awakening, and I agree with you. They're trying to steal it. That's out in the open now. That's confirmed. But I don't see how they get away with it if they try it. What are you seeing, and what would your predictions be if she got in?
I mean, listen, the poorest border, what's the purpose of that? You know, we know that they're pretending that these are families that are fleeing for a better life. We've seen the videos. We see people coming from Kazakhstan. They're all male, coming from China. I'm worried that there are militant groups that they're intentionally staging here. And putting all throughout the United States, like almost like they're prepping us to have some sort of a civil war, which, by the way, from chaos, dictatorship can arise. This is why the elites like war. This is why they like civil wars. They want people to be fighting and killing each other. And they've always been behind all of the wars, right? Because the people are supposed to be dumb and emotional and respond to things that they've actually, there's just been a quiet hand controlling everything. And so that's my concern, is that if they don't get what they want, they will be, they have a second plan, which will just be to enact a civil war.
And they've said that. I mean, that's what's surreal to me, is they're everywhere saying it, and armed uprisings by top Democrat strategists, and that they're not going to certify the election. And Jamie Raskin's already, as I said earlier, set up a symposium on the 16th of November, coming up here very soon, 16 days, to deal with the chaos of an undecided election. I mean, it's all laid out.
And I don't think they think they can win it legitimately, but like I said, these people are psychopaths, and they have done way worse. We had a sitting president get shot in broad daylight, and hearing Judge Joe Brown speak about that, Judge Joe Brown on my show, and he was speaking about MLK because he was actually involved in that case, and he's like, the Fed shot him. They used, you know, two guns, and they took them back. He just knew everything. And then while he was working on this case, he had the Feds try to kill him, 15 bullets inside of his home. Judge Joe Brown telling the story about the things that they will do for power.
Judge Joe Brown is incredible. We got to get him back on. Yeah. And then he, as you know, was a young lawyer around Joe Biden, the Democrats, and Joe Biden was literally calling people the N-word.
Absolutely. And they just cover these things up. They cover up even recent history. That's the whole idea. They're trying to turn us all into goldfish. You know what I mean? Like all we're supposed to do is remember what happened 5 seconds ago and not know American history, which is why it's become increasingly important for me to mine these people like Judge Joe Brown, who just are just a extraordinary wealth of information, while these people are here and can tell you about true American history. And that's been a great honor. It's a great honor that I have a platform to be able to do that and to bring that to the people, because I'm learning with them. You know, you guys have been around longer than me. You've known more than me. Probably if you had told me this stuff 10 years ago, I would have thought you were totally Looney Tunes. And then now that I'm recognizing, my goodness, like this has all happened. I truly believe Kamala was working on behalf of the cartels, as Joichi Shimatsu said, and that her job was to essentially get the lower drug dealers arrested and then to protect the higher ups in the cartel. She was working for George Soros too. Judge Joe Brown spoke about how she helped him. And so this woman is a part of the elite.
Well, how you know she's CIA is from high school, right through college to law school. Everything's just given to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then that's exactly what they said. She's never worked for anything. Everything's been handed for her. This was something that, by the way, even the mainstream media had a gripe with at the time. You know, they were speaking about how she essentially just slept her way to the top and Willie Brown gave her what she wanted. But apparently, Willie Brown is the guy that you have to go through in San Francisco. Like, he is truly a part of the San Francisco mafia, as they both termed it. And so Willie Brown and her connection is something to be concerned about. The journalist alleges that Willie Brown was working for the cartels, that he was the guy. And so why they were getting so many drugs over the border and making sure that they had somebody.
Sure. And that goes back to the CIA again.
That would free their top guys.
And that's declassified. That was all run by the CIA. So in closing, mm-hmm. How is it possible to get someone just as creepy and freaky and weird with a total communist Chinese cutout? Takes an hour to go over all the evidence. Now with a sex operative controlling him, just like Swallowswell, Tim Walz. What do you make of that maniac? I mean, these are some frickin' loons.
Yeah, well, Yoichi actually knew Tim Walz as well, or didn't know Tim Walz. He worked in Hong Kong for 15 years. You got to get this guy on your show, I'm telling you. And he basically said that everything he's told you about what he was doing is a complete lie over in China, and that he was working on behalf of the CCP. And I forgot what he said they were trafficking. I'm totally blanking on that, and I shouldn't have forgotten it, but he knew where the bodies were buried in that regard too. He had a very interesting theory about it. And look, there's just this, as I say to people all the time, sometimes just rely on your gut instincts. And the second I saw Tim Walz, I just said, he gives me the heebie-jeebies. There's just something about him that feels fundamentally creepy, and like I wouldn't want my children around him. And then you find out that he decided to start like an LGBTQIA club. It's not what like that's not the first thing a heterosexual man does when you're thinking about starting clubs.
Well, I mean, he was doing that back in the 90s and in counseling young students.
Yes, it just makes me very uneasy. And so this combination really is very terrifying. The implications here are very terrifying.
It's a pedophile cult, and we know he's a pedophile because, okay, let's say he doesn't actually have sex with kids. What's even worse? Cutting their genitals off, putting them on puberty blockers. I mean, that ruins them for life, not just psychologically, but physically, and he's at the forefront and of post-birth abortions. The guy's a freaking ghoul.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, anybody who is advocating for children to be able to switch their genders by taking these puberty blockers that were actually the exact same drug, Lupron, that was initially designed to give to pedophiles in prison to chemically castrate them, is not someone that you want as the Vice President of the United States. I'll say that.
Candace, you've got to come back on. And I know you invited me up to be with you in Nashville. I'll come as soon as the election's over. Just in a minute and a half, other key intel, and how do people find you? Not that everybody doesn't know where to find you, and how do we support you?
Yes, for sure. So if you want to support right now, we are fighting the Australian government for banning me nonsensically for things that I've never said. I would really appreciate if you guys are watching, if you could head to lifepetitions.com. That's lifepetitions.com. And you'll see that we have like the number one petition, and just sign that. That would be very helpful. Beyond that, guys, head over to YouTube. We're going to be dropping some major bombs today. We do the show live every day. As soon as you're done watching InfoWars, that is at 3:30, we'll be speaking more about Kamala's alleged grandfather. We found some crazy stuff about her every single day. It seems like we're uncovering more and more stuff that she's hidden. And you can, you know, watch us on Spotify, watch us on Rumble, and keep us on the top of the Spotify charts as we continue to go where the mainstream media won't. You know, that's my commitment. Is I'm fearful about the future of our country for my children. And there's nothing like a mother when it comes to defending her cubs. And I'm at that place right now. And so I will hold no punches until we save this country.
Candace, we love you. We appreciate you. You are 100% over the target. And just God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. All right. We're going to go to break in a few minutes. I want to get into the rest of the election. A bunch of news I haven't hit. I want to hit a bunch of economy news. Of course, more numbers from Biden and Harris were totally faked. The economy is much worse than they said. I know that. I run a media operation and I sell supplements and t-shirts and stuff. I mean, I know audience gets bigger, more money comes in until Biden and the inflation just, you know, all of it. And then I can look at the numbers and, you know, obviously tell you what's going on. You all know what's going on. And that's another issue. I get times are tough. They'll get a lot better. We get Trump in, but you've got to then decide strategically where you're going to spend money when the economy is like this. All right. And it just comes down to that. So I'm asking you humbly to back us. If you'll just back me more, I can do so much more content. We can be so much more effective. And I won't spend half my time just trying to get money. Okay. I bring you incredible products that are really good and some of the best t-shirts and just everything at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you get the VIP program for $30 a month, it reminds you you're a member. It habituates it. So that you can cancel any time, and you get $40 each month on the supplements, on the Patriot apparel, the ball caps, the hoodies, great designs, you know, not garbage, just a Patriot, some of the new t-shirts that are available, new designs almost every few days. There's hundreds and hundreds of designs at the alexjonesstore.com. And again, the VIP deal, you get extra specials, special offers, and so much more on the site at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then, of course, folks, the supplements. CMOS is, our CMOS is an own superfood full of organic iodine and a bunch of other minerals and vitamins. But the way it's organic, it just goes into the blood, goes into the cells. They don't exactly know why. It's God's magic. It just is the best way to get vitamins, minerals, and iodine. You want Ultimate CMOS. It's in stock. We sold out of the gummies. The powdered pills are twice as strong with the key ingredients. So they're all great. It's all available at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Special offers, bigger discounts on top of it for members. If you're going to buy products there, you're crazy not to be a VIP member. It's a win-win situation. Also, there are other great supplements, and we've got an items that are just like $14 cheaper if you get more. You've got the really high quality private label from a top brand, energy gummies, caffeine, taurine, garamba, and B12. These are amazing. We have the sleep gummies as well with melatonin, L-theanine, GABA, chamomile, and lavender concentrate for great sleep. And also if you're just, you know, stressed out and done with work. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And history's happening now. This is the time to make a decision, get great products. Whether we shut down in 13 days or not, we will be able to continue on, and I pledge that. I cannot give up. I will not give up. It's impossible, except for one factor, you. So I make it easy. I sell you products that work and are great. You're going to love them. You're going to come back, but you got to get them. Oh, so many great ball cap designs. They're all there at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, and then our other great sponsor, My Dad's Supplement Company, the Next Level Foundational Energy, all the fluoride-free amazing toothpaste, and more at drjonesnaturals.com. That's another key coordinate for support, plus great products, drjonesnaturals.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexshowstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexshowstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexshowstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Stations don't care this 5 minutes. We've got huge news coming up after that, and I need to collate some of this information and get ready for it. And then I'm going to come back and nail it here today. Remember, we're in an information war. The enemy's fighting like the devil, because that's what it is, to block this intel. So take the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X. Share them on X, email, text message, word of mouth. And please support the broadcast. We can't do it without you. We'll be right back after this important message. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Kamala Harris. When I'm elected president, platforms that promote free speech, truth, and resilience to the New World Order, like thealexjonesstore.com, will be banned. Sites that profit off dangerous truths are a threat to our democracy. Shirts sold at thealexjonesstore.com, like the InfoWars Limited Edition fundraiser t-shirt, will no longer be tolerated. And let's be clear. If you're caught wearing one of these shirts, you will face arrest. Whether it's the Alex Jones for President 2028 shirt or any other merchandise pushing harmful messages of patriotism, family, faith, and freedom, this kind of propaganda has no place in our future. We will create a future where safety, censorship, and tyranny prevail. Don't go to thealexjonesstore.com to purchase products that keep Alex Jones on the air. Don't wear the shirts or support humanity. If you do, you'll be the first in line for my depopulation agenda.
Now, obviously, that is AI satire of Kamala Harris. That's not really her. But if you look at her policies and what she supported and what big tech and the Democrats won and what Hillary Clinton has said.
There are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda.
They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation.
Whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation.
They indeed do want to put people in jail for their free speech. And the Justice Department that she's controlled by, that's hijacked this country, has been running the whole operation trying to shut down InfoWars. And on November 13th, it goes up for auction. And the Democrats have said they never wanted money from me. They wanted me silenced. That was always their goal.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
They're scared of satire because real satire, powerful satire, takes a truth and then basically presents it to show how absurd it is. So I'm asking all of you for your support to fund the AlexJonesStore.com and get these great t-shirts and ball caps so one way or another, my broadcast continues on regardless of what happens. We may be able to get some patriots to outbid Soros and Media Matters for InfoWars in this operation, but regardless, myself and the crew want to come roaring back. So support our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com. Get these amazing shirts. That's how you keep us on air. And these shirts are so timely, launching the First Amendment and Second Amendment Defense League, standing up for the right of free speech and self-defense. This shirt and so many other amazing shirts, now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. This is serious. This affects the entire country and the world. They're trying to get through me, as Trump says, to get to you. So please stand with us. I thank you all for your support. Plus, these are amazing shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Please take action. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Some of the latest election news here, and then have a special guest ride shotgun with us for much of the hour, and then I'll continue on into the fourth hour that you don't want to miss with Steve Bannon, fresh out of prison as a political prisoner, and Laura Logan in studio. She's here working with us, shooting interviews, studio next to us, which has been the plan I've always had for InfoWars as a news center for not just our crew, but other people, to boost and help everybody who's incredible. And just look at all the good guys. It would take hours to list all the prominent people who in the last decade have totally woken up and joined us and understand how the world really works. I mean, we have hit the bumper crop of bumper crops of awakening. So I want to be 100% crystal halcyon clear with all of you. We are winning the hearts and minds. Long term, we win if they don't blow the planet up. All glory goes to God. But in the process of getting through this, it is going to be bumpy. And I don't say that to scare people. I think you're tough. I think you're smart. I think you're like me. I'm not saying I'm super smart or tough, but you know what I mean? I know how I am. And you know, the globalists hate themselves deep down and project depopulation on you because they want to, you know, really die themselves. They're just not conscious of that. I really like myself and like my family and like people that are successful. And You know, don't get jealous and hate people that have great husbands and wives and kids and lives and people that invent things and play beautiful music. And I always just thought everybody was like me, but most of us are decent down at the bottom. We got problems. We make mistakes out of fear or misunderstanding. But with the New World Order, they really want to hurt people. And I harp on this because I see articles every 10 minutes. I mean, they're just all over the place. I scan everything. Or that's an overstatement. A lot of stuff. Compared to most people, I scan a lot. And with populist Christians, conservatives, it's always, oh, they don't know. Oh, they're incompetent. Oh, they're idiots. Oh, they're... That's why they have Kamala and Biden in there. So you think they're running it. No, this is well thought out. And the globalists think people like me that care are wimps. And that it's weird. And like, hey, the public's dumb. You're never going to help them. Why don't you just join us? I mean, I had that speech given to me by the head of the Kissinger Group. The only person ever did it in front of somebody and didn't say it was off record. Because these other meetings have been off record. I've met with, I'll go have the meetings. You know, so, and I've sat there with Bilderberg Group members, well-known billionaires. And I mean, they've been trying to buy me off for 25 years. And they always say the same thing. Are you going to be on this crusade that's going nowhere? You're so talented. You're so great. Or are you going to be a star and join us? You'll have a seat at the table. You'll have to put input in, but you'll have to work with us. And you'll have to, you know, we'll have to prove of what you say and do. I'm like, nope, not for sale. Never going to happen. And so now they're to the point of, well, we want your identity. We want your name. That's in federal filings. Alex Jones. People are like, that's not true. And I was telling you it was in filings months ago. Now it's all over the news. People are like, wow, it really is true. Yeah. Everything they want to do to me, they want to do to you. It's all a beta test. That's how it works. And they want global social credit score. They want to be able to take your identity. They want to be able to have avatars, AI misrepresent you. They want to do it to everybody. And the globalists think the final power is poisoning and killing people. That they think is being God. They think that's the prerequisite, is to show how ruthless they are. And it starts with killing a child's innocence. That's what the devil targets. And the symbol of a child is the unicorn in archetypes, one of the main ones. And in the movie with Tom Cruise, it's cheesy if you don't understand the metaphors, powerful if you understand it. The devil wants to get the last two unicorns and then wants to sacrifice them. But first he cuts their horns off, the symbol of their connection to, you know, God and the magical and the transcendent. And then once he's already degraded them, then he kills them. And then and if he can kill the unicorns, the whole world falls to darkness and becomes hell on earth. Now that's the metaphor. And that's what it is. That's why they target children. The children are the unicorn. He also wants the young, virgin, beautiful maiden. He wants the woman, the young woman, the potential of the future, and more children. He wants the children. Hitler said, first you get the woman, then you've got the children, so follow the men. And when men aren't leaders, the way the universe works, that's what happens. I got a clip we're going to play and then go to Dr. Kirk Elliott of Trump in the full context says there's gangs, there's murderers, there's criminals, they're targeting women. And, you know, some of the women don't want to be protected, but we're going to protect women. That's a man's job. And he says his staff tells him, don't say that, sir. It'll be condescending. No, it's not. We need to protect our children, men, everybody. But the point is that women that think they don't want men or don't want men as a warrior, when that's what we're designed to do, are now slaves of the state. The state wants the men out of the way to fully control women. And women are more depressed, more alone. The CIA created this whole movement to divide and conquer. And it's on record. So you can believe your modern feminist thing, but that's an Eva Bernays mind control program, declassified public. And now look at society, crime, destruction, the children. First you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. You get the woman, the young woman, the future of the children and everything, and That's the unicorn. But who's got to save the woman who the devil's trying to seduce the dark side? And who's going to save the unicorns? The man. That's how it works. That's how the universe works. It's an archetype. God didn't send a woman to save humanity. He sent his son. He sent a man. That's what we do. In a lion pride, the females do most of the hunting and the rest of it. But when hyenas attack, the male charges in and will sacrifice his life for the females. He's not just laying around because he's lazy. He's resting. Because when 20 hyenas come, he will go in and tear every one of them apart or die trying. And how do you defeat the devil? You project light into his hole. He covers the earth in darkness with his spell, but we're able to pray to God and take action ourselves, and only he will empower us, and then the light comes down and it burns away the lie and sends the devil back to hell. All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott, I wanted to get you on today on short notice, and I really appreciate it, on the huge developments in the economy, banking, more government numbers that were fake, the true state of it, the election. But before we hit money, which you're a great economist and some of the best predictions out there, everybody knows that, 25-year overnight success story, the number one silver broker in the country. You'd be number one if you were selling gold. You do sell gold. People want it. But that's not time yet, and that's we'll explain that. But and you're a sponsor. But you're a theologian. You have a degree in that. We're on the board of Focus on the Family. You're not just an economist. You're a really smart guy, and I mean that. That's why you're so popular on the show. It's a win-win. Great sponsor and a great intellect. Looking at the election and what you're seeing and all what they've set up and the martial law and Trump's going to kill everybody, and but we're going to contest it. We need armed uprisings and now flooding all the real registered voters, but not real people that are the voters. It's clear from what I see that now we know that they know they target steal, they can get caught. So now they're just trying to put the whole thing into dispute as they said they would, but now we see them doing it. What is your take on that, and what do you think we can do about it on our trajectory? It's not a prediction because we can change it, but 4 days out from the real circus starting and the open contested election, what are you saying? What are you thinking?
You know, Bill Clinton said it way back in the day. It's like, you know, we vote with our wallets, right? If the economy is good, the people who are in power will stay in power. That's not any less true today. So this is why we're seeing all the mayhem, because the economy stinks. It's bad. You look at unemployment is screaming. Wages are down. Inflation is persisting. Interest rates are going up to slow down that inflation. I mean, the economy is bad. So therefore, the people in power have to do something to try to get votes. And I don't think that we've fixed anything. From the last election, right? You're seeing what happened in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right? Where they closed down the early voting early, right? And it's like, what? All these shenanigans are going on. And some guy in Detroit voted well over 20 times. There is absolutely zero confidence right now that this voting session that we're about to go into is going to have accurate results, Alex. None. I don't think anybody has any confidence that this is going to be legitimate and fair and accurate and real when you're already seeing things like this happen. So what we have to then realize is all leaders are put into place by God, right? They're all anointed to be leaders. They're all appointed, right? So we then, when we get a bad leader, what is the purpose of that? Is it to wake up his people? You know, we got into this point a lot, not because of your viewers, right? It's like all the info warriors out there know what's been going on for decades.
God judges evil civilizations with evil leaders.
Yeah, they've been, yes, God uses sometimes bad events to wake up his people because he's more concerned about our eternity than he is our comfort level at the time, right? And so, all of this evilness that you were talking about prior to me coming on, you know, all the child sacrifice and all this horrible stuff that's happening, and in a world where You know, you read through the Old Testament and Sodom and Gomorrah, right? It's like, when you look at today's world, it's kind of like that. Good is considered evil and evil is considered good and everything's backwards. And
well, it's not kind of like it. I mean, it's not, it's like, so in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Antichrist.
Right. So this election, I think, is pivotal to A, maintaining our freedom, right? If we need Trump in to actually regain our lost freedoms, our religious freedom, our political freedom, our economic freedom, our health freedom, all of that, right? But if there's a different plan, right? And Kamala gets in, life as we know it in America will be over, but are we still going to be here as people? Yes. And this is where God can really wake up his people. And it's not going to be an easy journey, right? Because I mean, truth might be silenced. Who's going to be hearing the truth if they shut it down, right? So this is where we need to get on our knees and pray for this upcoming week and leading up to that because of the early voting. Because here's where everything that we're seeing, Alex, I believe is a physical manifestation of a spiritual battle that's being waged, right? There's this war in the heavenlies that's being waged, a battle versus good and evil. And everything that we're seeing is a physical manifestation of a spiritual battle. But here's where it becomes for all the, the followers of Jesus, everybody that says, okay, I know how to win a spiritual battle. You get on your knees and you pray. Even in the Old Testament, right? When Moses was able to change the heart of God, he begged and pleaded for the Israelites and he changed God's mind, right? We need to pray for our kids and for our grandkids that we have a country that's left, because here's what I look at and I see all the time. I don't just look at the economic side of things, right? I look at the social landscape that we're in, the political landscape, because all of these are puzzle pieces to me that put together make a picture of where we are. The financial part, the economic part is just one of them, but we've got this global juggernaut of globalist banking interests that are really trying to dismantle our ability to live and to survive and to buy things. Because when we're at a point of crisis mode in our lives, we will give up our freedoms.
And let's be clear, the globalists have said with a great reason, they're going to cut off resources, pose as the saviors to bring us to our knees for social control. And look at this, Laura Trump, our election integrity team, co-chair of the RNC, received reports of thousands of duplicate ballots in Michigan. We immediately investigated and have confirmed that it was a, quote, glitch in the system. These duplicates were not and will not be counted. We are on it and protecting the vote. So, and there's thousands of stories of these a day. I can't even keep track of it, where they have more people voting in Michigan 2 days ago than real voters, and they admit that's a fraud. I mean, this is off the charts. So clearly you agree with me that they're not even trying to openly steal it and make it decisive where they target key things. They're just trying to wreck it and throw the whole thing into disarray.
Yeah. I mean, let's say that Trump wins in a landslide, which you look at the numbers, he should win in a landslide. But to me, it were that such a point of disarray in this country and evil being considered good and good evil, right? That even if he wins in a landslide, are all the states going to basically certify the vote, right? Not necessarily, right? Even if he wins in a landslide. And so here's where, Alex, we truly need to pray, right? We need to pray for our kids and our grandkids that they have a country left. But in the meantime, you know, what happens in the meantime? What happened when you read through the Old Testament, right? And you had Israel that was in captivity for 7 years and they had this promise of the promised land, the land of milk and honey that was coming, right? And it's like, what did they do? God said, you live your lives. You maintain your gardens. You raise your kids. You keep living. You keep having this faith and you do life knowing that there is a promised day coming, right? And for us as believers, we know that God will never leave us. He's never going to leave our side. He's always going to give us a solution and an answer to protect and to provide and thrive in the midst of chaos where the foundations around us are eroding. So, you know, we've got, solutions financially, politically, boy, we all need to speak out and not just be wimps and not just sit back and say there's nothing that we can do, because there is, right? You get enough people speaking the same message and you can win, and you get enough people praying and you can win. And so this is where all of these puzzle pieces start to get together with me, right? And we have to have the clergy in this country, you know, going back to my theology degree, wake up and start speaking truth from the pulpits, right? And encourage their congregations to not be wimps and to speak out. They don't have to be political and say, you vote for this person, you vote for that person. Look at what these people stand for, right? And say, okay, talk about that. Do you want to vote for somebody that agrees with this, 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 and this? You know, you don't have to actually endorse a candidate. Talk about their policies, because some have God in the center of them and some have the devil in the center of them. No joke, right? So we have to have all fronts, religious, political, personal, economic puzzle pieces going together, working in one accord, right? And we can win this battle, Alex. And you're doing this with speaking the truth regardless of the consequences, right? It's like you never have stopped in decades speaking the truth, and this is why they want to silence you.
Let's shift gears to the economy, because that's not getting a lot of attention right now. All these numbers are coming out. We'll go over it. Accelerating the de-dollarization. BRICS happened last week. Step one, de-dollarization process. Yeah. Why that's such a big deal. Step two, step three, step four. And then I want to get into the global economy. I want to get into our economy. There's so much here to hit. The banking crisis is, as you predicted a year ago, it's here. A bunch of big development. That to me is the most, well, we got to make sure we get to all of this, because there's CBDCs, geopolitics, then finally what's happening in precious metals. Let's start getting into this.
Okay. So the biggest thing to me, okay, the election is coming up. That's big, right? That's big, but it's not the biggest thing to dethroning the U.S. economy. To me, that was what happened last week when the BRICS nations met in Kazan, Russia. So they met on the October 22nd through the 24th. And remember, Alex, when we talked earlier in the year about what happened in, last year when the BRICS nations met in Durban, South Africa, Putin opened up that statement, that whole conference with, we're going to de-dollarize the world. It's our objective and it's irreversible. And we thought, it's like, are these just fighting words? Is he just like insane as usual, just spouting off? No. Look what's happened over the last 12 months. They are dethroning the dollar. There was meat and power behind that statement because they knew what they were going to do. So they just met again a year later, just last week. And what was the focus of this summit? It was the acceleration of the de-dollarization of the world. And we're going to talk about what they did to accelerate it. But here's where, when you look back, all of this started when Biden put economic sanctions on Russia because of his war with Ukraine, right? And so the NATO sanctions ended up pushing the BRICS nations closer together, with China and India greatly increasing trade with Russia, and China forming a more defined military ties as well with the Kremlin. Right. So all of those sanctions caused the BRICS nations to really accelerate their global monetary political dominance. So every plan to replace the dollar has revolved around this concept of central bank digital currencies, which we have covered a lot together. Right. So this means they want to circumvent the dollar, you know, the reserve advantage that we have as the world's reserve currency, and defeat the monopoly of the SWIFT banking system, right, which is the power of the banks to the West. It's shifted to the East. So what did they just do in this meeting? They unveiled their new BRICS bill, their currency, right? It's their common currency. View it like the euro, right? So the euro is a collection of, it's a bucket of currencies of all the European Union countries. That's the euro. The BRICS common currency is going to be the same, but here's where it's a little bit different, and why there's going to be demand pushed towards this currency, which will reduce demand from the dollar. 60% of the value of that currency unit is the weighted value of the countries in the BRICS nations. 40% is backed by gold, which would make it the first global currency to be backed by gold to that extent, you know, and since the dollar was backed by gold in the early 1900s and 1800s, right? So you're looking at this, it's like, wow, that is the first step in dethroning the U.S. dollar, is to come up with their own common currency that's actually stronger than the dollar. 40% backing by gold, I would say, would make that happen.
Dr. Elliott, stay right there. We got a lot to cover fast when we return. And then Laura Logan and Steve Bannon straight ahead.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening
to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
I don't know how this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. All right, Dr. Elliot, you've agreed to come into town on Monday to do the deep dive and all the latest developments we'll have by then. But there's a lot to hit. I want to hit it all right now and then even more on Monday. So let's start. People know about the BRICS, but it's huge. It's happening. Massive. Finish with that. And then let's get into the global economy and the big bank failures that are already happening that you predicted over a year ago. So let's launch into it right now.
All right. Let's blast into that. So they're going to accelerate it. That's Putin's plan, the de-dollarization. Now, what are the steps and you have to do that? You have to create more momentum, which is what they did. So in this meeting last week or earlier this week, here's the full BRICS members that were ratified in. It's not just Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa anymore. You've got Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, United Arab Emirates, Iran, Egypt, and Ethiopia. Those are full members. But they also added 13 partner countries: Algeria, Belarus, Bolivia, Cuba, Indonesia, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Nigeria, Thailand, Turkey, big one I want to talk about, Uganda, Uzbekistan, and Vietnam. So what does this mean being a partner country? It means that they're coming into this alliance, not full members. They don't get voting rights, right? But they're going to have political clout. They're going to have military help. They're going to have economic help. They're going to trade in their own currencies with each other rather than the U.S. dollar. This is the acceleration of the de-dollarization of the world. When as a reserve currency, you use the U.S. dollar for all international settlements. They just, with all of these countries, they're like 70% of the world's population, right? So now it's like they're using their own currencies. Turkey, to me, Alex, is massive because it's the largest population country in the Middle East. They're part of NATO. It's like, ooh, or are they? Right? You can't be part of BRICS, which the R in BRICS is Russia, and Russia hates NATO. You know, because NATO's backing, the war of Ukraine, right? They're backing Ukraine. So it's like, what's Turkey going to do? They just told us what they're going to do. They joined the BRICS nations as a partner country. So NATO just lost the largest population country in the Middle East. The balance of power is shifting. And then there was to amplify that, there was this video. Let's watch it real quick. This is step two in de-dollarizing the world. You have to add all of these countries. Now, what are they going to do with it? Let's hear it from the horse's mouth and what they said. It's like a 1 minute video.
All right, here it is.
An alternative to SWIFT, we're not setting up any alternative to anything. That said, your question is very important in the current climate. One of the key issues is the issue of payments and settlements, and that is why we are pursuing the track of using our national currencies, which is well known. As for settlement structures, we are using a Russian system for exchanging financial messages, which has been developed by the Bank of Russia. Other BRICS nations have systems of their own, and we're going to use them, and we are already using some of them, and we're going to pursue this path further.
Dr. Elliot?
Okay. So what did they just say? They're going to actually, they added all of these countries. Now they're going to be trading in their own currencies. That builds up demand for their currencies, reduces demand for the US dollar. That means we can't just willy-nilly raise the debt ceiling, provide stimulus, do everything that we need to do as a country like we've been used to for the last 80 years without having massive inflation. So to me, that means, boy, their plan to de-dollarize the world until the West financially is happening. What's the third step in de-dollarizing the world? They just mentioned it. BRICS Pay. So BRICS Pay is a payment system. You got to realize, Alex, that China, their economy stinks. It's awful right now. It's like, what? They're big. They're manufacturers. Yeah. But since COVID, the world isn't buying anything. Right there, we're massive amounts of debt. People are living hand to mouth all over the world. Most of the world's in poverty. So China's economy stinks bad. So how in the world do they actually create capital inflows into them? How about you come up with BRICS Pay? BRICS Pay to me is the equivalent of like Apple Pay, Google Wallet, Venmo, where you attach your credit cards to their payment system and everything clears through Shanghai. Automatic way. For right now, 50% of the world in the BRICS nations to be funneling money into China. And now that they added all these other countries, and you can download this app on your phone. If people are stupid enough to want the BRICS Pay system on their phone to replace some of these others, everything is going to clear through Shanghai. Do you really want your financial information to be cleared through China? Good grief. But that's going to be 50. They want to have capital inflows to bring money into a broken system. And so now you've got that. They want to control the payment processing. We already talked about how they have their own common currency that they're talking about. That's step four. But let's look at this chart. The BRICS are overpowering the G7 nations, right? Look at the massive size and scale of the BRICS nations. You know, when you look at this chart, everything that's green or partially green is a BRICS nation. Everything that's blue on this chart is basically the G7 nations. They are so much bigger, so much more population that I think the pendulum shifting from the West to the East is not a dystopian future concept. It's happened, and it's happening right underneath our nose. So then, what else are they trying to do to stimulate the global, the Chinese economy? This to me, they're planning a 10 trillion yuan stimulus. 10 trillion, Alex. This would be the largest stimulus in the history of the world. They need to inject 10 trillion yuan into their economy because it's broken. So the BRICS Pay system isn't enough. Their commercial real estate is tanking. Well, when you inject that much stimulus in there, that's going to cause everything from China to be more expensive. It's going to basically create so much inflation at the producer price level that everybody that buys Chinese goods, which is probably almost everybody in the world, are going to see higher prices. So more inflation is coming. Now, what is this going to mean for us in America, right? As we start to look at the economy here, commercial real estate loans are stressing regional banks right now because commercial real estate is being devastated. And even here in Denver, I was asking our realtor how much our office is worth, right? Just curious because I want to know, I always am tracking commercial real estate. Our commercial real estate building that we own, our office, it's down 50% in the last 2 years alone. 50. It's like what in other parts of the country, even worse than that. Places like New York, places like San Francisco, just absolutely getting toasted, right? So as you look at this, this is putting stress on regional banks like nothing we have ever seen, right? Because when most banks have commercial real estate portfolios, it's going to actually devastate the banking system. So let's look at how much the unrealized losses are in real estate for banks in America. $750 billion, Alex. $750 billion. This is on the balance sheet, unrealized losses, which means if these banks get into a financial pickle and they need to sell their commercial real estate, Well, they're going to take a $750 billion loss. That's awful. This is seven times worse than it was in 2008 and 2009. So we've got this banking crisis. It's about to just explode in our face. And we just saw the first bank that failed since Silicon Valley, right? So here's where I have to take a quick step back to go over something that we've covered in the past. So when Silicon Valley Bank failed, along with First Republic, Credit Suisse, Silvergate, Signature Bank, and I mean, it took five banks down with it, right? So what happened then? Janet Yellen provided stimulus into the banking system so no more banks would fail. She avoided a run on the banks. Why? Because of what you've covered extensively, FDIC is underinsured, right? We only have 1.17% of all deposits actually covered by the Fed. So if they didn't stop the run on the banks, FDIC would have gone bankrupt. Well, that plan sunset in March of this year. There is no more stimulus to the banks. And Janet Yellen at the time said, too big to fail, no such thing. We're just going to have bail-ins rather than bailouts, which is the difference of the government bailing out a failed financial institution to you and I bailing out our own financial institution. That's the difference between a bail-in and a bailout. The bank still gets bailed out, but is it you and me bailing them out as depositors in that bank, or is it the government? So she said, too big to fail. Nope, we're going to have the people do it. But then she ended up bailing out all the people at Silicon Valley Bank to stop a run on the banks. So I remember at the time, and I can't remember who it was. Maybe you do, but it's immaterial. There was a congressman or a senator from Oklahoma that said, and I'm paraphrasing here. He said, hey, Yellen, you know what? You just bailed all these people out. What about future bank failures? Are they going to get the same treatment? And she said, yeah, they will. Okay, bald-faced lie. Absolute lie. They didn't. So now the first bank since Silicon Valley Bank just failed, went into FDIC receivership in Lindsay, Oklahoma. Now, it's a small bank, doesn't amount to a hill of beans of difference in the grand scheme of things. However, the ramifications of what they did are big for everybody. Because what happened? Small bank, small town, failed because they were lying about their assets and deposits and all kinds of other stuff, just fraudulent activity. But what happened? The depositors in that bank only got 50% of what they had in there. 50. So they're not, and this was a small bank. FDIC still had money to bail things out, but they only got 50%. This to me is a foreshadowing of things to come. What if it's a bigger bank? What if it's a regional bank again? What if it's a big one like Bank of America or Chase? Toast. They are toast, right? Because they just showed us and the world they are not going to bail out big banks anymore. They're not even going to bail out small banks because I think FDIC is so underfunded, Alex. So this is important for all of us to make sure that we know full well the financial stability, and do we have confidence in our bank? Because we might actually lose our money and have to bail out our own financial institution.
It's insane. And so, I mean, here's the deal. This is all sized with BRICS and the dollar and mainstream news saying, is the dollar dying? And, you know, The Economist, another subprime crisis in the making, American banks sitting on $750 billion in losses on realty debt that you mentioned earlier. We were covering this a year ago. Now it's hitting the mainstream news. That means they're getting people ready, obviously.
They are. And we did cover this a year ago. We've been covering this all along. And it's weird to think that now mainstream media is actually saying the same thing that we've been warning people about for a year. But to me, none of this is rocket science, Alex. Why do banks fail? Banks fail simply because they have more withdrawals coming out than they have deposits going in. It's not rocket science. They run out of money. So when you've got the Biden-Harris economic plan, which is raising taxes, and they have to, you know, raise interest rates because they're printing money like there's no tomorrow. They're raising taxes across the board, capital gains taxes, unrealized capital gains taxes. You know, they want all this money to go to help people buy their first home, $25,000 gift for first time home buyers. Where's that money coming from? It's coming from printing. Well, when we lost our petrodollar, when we lost the reserve currency status, okay, we don't have any money. We're going to have to print. That inflation plus higher taxes plus across the board, corporate taxes, income taxes, sales taxes, people are living hand to mouth. They're going to start having more and more withdrawals coming out of their banks rather than deposits going in. Bank failure 2.0 is upon us. And I think it's going to happen sooner than we think. Now, one of the main reasons why I think that that's going to happen is because of what Putin did. So Putin, 2 weeks ago, maybe 2.5 weeks ago, said, we're going to add silver as a strategic reserve to the ruble. So right now, Russia has like 1,000 tons of gold. They're wanting to back their currency with gold, as are many of the BRICS nations. China has thousands of tons of gold. India has, you know, pushing 600 tons of gold. I mean, these countries are backing up their currency in the BRICS currency because they want 40% of it backed by gold. No wonder they've, now it's all being exposed. No wonder they've been buying gold by the thousands of tons. They're backing their currency 40% with gold. So Putin says, I'm going to add silver to the mix of strategic reserves to back the ruble. Okay. And I'm thinking about this, Alex. It's like, this makes zero sense to me. None. Like literally none. Because there's not enough silver in the world to back even a small currency, let alone the Russian ruble. But I don't think that's
not to mention all the new industrial developments and the super batteries and all of it. So the time we have left, and we'll get to more of this. Correct. It is a no-brainer to get silver and gold. If you got it in the last year, look how it's performed, the best of any major investment. It's you're the top rated, hands down, the biggest silver broker. When you go into gold, you'll be the biggest there. 25-year overnight success story. People need to call you, do a free consultation. They can sell the silver and gold back, no cost. Nobody that's big does that. Other than the clan are doing it, don't really do it. That is so valuable. It's a flat 8% above whatever wholesale is. They are ready. They are the best. They are a sponsor. This is the trifecta. It is the planets aligned. It is so simple. And you fund this operation. The highest rated place. The best quality. The best prices. Funds the InfoWar. Win. I said trifecta. It's four good things. The quadfectra. I mean, this is going down like Donkey Kong. So pitch people. I'm selling people, at a low price, electrolyte water in the Sahara Desert, as I always say. People need to call you guys. They need to go to the website. They need to fill out the form. They'll get a call back. You need to take action now because, as the news admits, as the public figures this out, then there's going to be shortages. There's going to be issues. It's all admitted. I think it's a no-brainer. Can't 100% say this. An asteroid may kill us tomorrow, nuclear war, but obviously it's going straight up, as I've been saying the last year. I only come and pitch something when I'm sure of it myself, and I'm not saying it's sure. I'm 99% sure. Dr. Elliott, you're the place to get it. People need to write this down. The number, they need to take action now, 720-605-3900. That's, again, we'll put it on screen. Let's put the bigger one up there, folks, so people can read it. Because, man, I'm 50, and I used to read that 100 feet away. That's like 20 feet away, the big TV. I can't even read it. 720-605-3900, KEPM.com/gold. Take action now. KEPM, that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold. Dr. Elliott?
Yeah, So, for people that just want to buy silver, you know, outright, this is great. You know, give us a call. We'll help you out. But to me, it's bigger than that. To me, Alex, the majority of our business right now is IRA rollovers. People that have a lot of wealth and stuff accumulated in their retirement plans for decades and think, I don't want this to go down with the ship. Everything's falling apart. You don't have to. Most of what we do is more of a consultation related. Let's map out a strategy for success using the already maybe tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in assets that you have in your IRAs that we can roll into an IRA that's denominated in physical silver, 100 ounce bars, 10 ounce bars, 1 ounce rounds. So you've got people that are just wanting, you know, stuff to be delivered at home, or they open up a depository account if it's more. But to me, it's like you're missing the boat if you're not protecting what you've already worked your whole life to accumulate in IRA assets. Because a lot of you don't know. I've talked to you on the phone. 1,000 people in lead writer calling off this show. It's like, you know what? We didn't know that we could do an IRA. You can in precious metals. It's a tax-free rollover. So give us a call on that, because this is where we could really start to safeguard everything you've worked your whole life to accumulate. Now, why I think this is so incredibly important, because right before, we talked about this, what Putin just did, you know, in adding silver as a strategic reserve, it's not to be a strategic reserve. I believe it's to kill the U.S. banks, right? Because you look at what that's going to do. There's not enough silver to back a currency at all. So when you've got Samsung, Tesla, LG, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, all these companies that need silver to finish their stuff, and you're now using it to back up a currency, which is going to make it run out, the price goes through the ceiling, literally through the ceiling, Alex. So what is Putin trying to do? He knows that a strategic reserve, it doesn't make sense, but the estimates are for every $1 increase in silver, the three biggest shorters of silver in the world who've been manipulating the price for decades, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, HSBC, they lose $600 million for every time silver goes up a dollar. I think by taking away the supply, by having it be a strategic reserve, he knows I can dethrone the dollar by killing the financial system.
And you've been calling all this in the last year and last week, and now gold's at $2,800, silver surging. Look at this. Goldman says physical demand has reset gold prices. Five U.S. banks face billions in losses. A silver price spike hit short sellers hard, as you predicted months ago. What happened? It's happening now. Yellen says fraud is huge, growing problem in banking system. I mean, Russia is set to boost silver reserves and major projection metal strategy. Gold surges to nearly 2,800 as multiple factors create perfect storm. Gold and silver are facing best setup for gains in a decade. Citigroup says on and on and on. I mean, this is here. It's not coming. It's here, Dr. Elliott.
It is here. And, you know, people have said, well, why wouldn't I buy gold if currency, if central banks are buying it? Well, look, gold's not a bad option. It's up 34.8% year to date. Silver's already up 42.43% year to date. And with this excess demand and now this short, you know, supply chain disruptions that we're seeing and the military applications. I mean, look, there's wars, rumors of wars. Things are happening in the Middle East. Is how is Iran going to retaliate on what Israel did, you know, after Israel retaliated based on what Iran did? Everything is cataclysmic right now geopolitically. And you've got the head of China saying, we're getting our troops ready for nuclear war. Putin said, we're getting our military ready for nuclear war. It's like, what? I mean, seriously, these kind of statements are toxic to a client's perception of what is going to grow.
Absolutely. Dr. Elliott, we got to go to break before Laura Logan comes here to co-host with me and more coming up. But I want to let you, and you're doing me a favor, plus I want you to co-host. You're going to come in with the music, finish the next 5 minutes while I get the camera set and get Laura Logan in here. I want you to finish up these points when we come back in 2 minutes. And I'm going to throw this again.
Sounds good.
Thank you. We are in total war mode. I have the deep state after me. I have been battling them for years in court. We're starting to have victories. Half the money goes to just hold off the enemy. That's our defense shields on the X-Wing as I'm going in for the Death Star target, system on the reactor shaft. So we are in total war mode. We have great supplements, great products, incredible stuff at thealexjonesstore.com. Spend $30 a month. Cancel any time. You get $40 free each month for product store. You make money on that if you're going to be buying product. Incredible supplements, the ultimate CMOS. There's six new supplements in there. The Hydro Force, that's a vitamin mineral fusion with the electrolytes. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. There's all the great t-shirts. There's a whole bunch of new designs. One that just says, you know, not garbage, just a patriot. There are so many great shirts. This is the last day. You'll be able to get the limited edition Trump Halloween shirts. These are all limited edition. They're all there. New ball caps, make Orwell fiction again. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. And separately, my dad has an incredible supplement company. It's also a great sponsor. Next Level Financial Energy, nothing else like it. All the amazing fluoride-free toothpaste fortified with iodine, nanosilver, tea tree, peppermint, all of it. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. Thanks for keeping us on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants.
Oh, I do hate them.
I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm just ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order.
Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at him. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So to finish off what I was just talking about, we're entering into this time of war, right? So I want to watch a quick video of Putin talking in his own words how he's getting his armies and his country prepared to begin nuclear weapons drills. And what he talks about is nuclear warheads as a valid deterrent, right, for other countries that are wanting to attack them. So let's just watch this real quick because this has huge economic implications. So we could pull that up. We'll watch it. It's like a minute and 20 seconds, and then I'll finish up.
Уважаемые товарищи, добрый день. Сегодня мы проводим очередную тренировку стратегических сил сдерживания. Отработаем действия должностных лиц по управлению применением ядерного оружия с практическими пусками баллистических и крылатых ракет. Сразу отмечу, что Россия подтверждает свою принципиальную позицию о том, что использование ядерного оружия является крайней исключительной мерой обеспечения безопасности государства. Вместе с тем, мы хорошо понимаем, что именно ядерная триада продолжает оставаться надежным гарантом суверенитета и безопасности нашей страны, позволяет решать задачи стратегического сдерживания, а также поддерживать ядерный паритет и баланс сил в мире, как объективные факторы глобальной стабильности. Учитывая рост геополитической напряженности, появление новых внешних угроз и рисков, важно иметь современные и постоянно готовые к боевому применению стратегические силы. Будем и дальше совершенствовать все их компоненты. Ресурсы для этого имеются. Подчеркну, мы не собираемся втягиваться в новую гонку вооружений, однако будем поддерживать ядерные силы на уровне необходимой достаточности.
He will use nuclear weapons as sufficiently needed, right? It's like, oh my word, that's a broad definition. But at the same time, you've got the premier of China saying something very similar, right? And they're readying their forces for nuclear war. And then you've got North Korea that's coming together with Russia to fight Ukraine. It's like, what is going on here, right? So this huge threat, this fear that engulfs the hearts and minds of people. Are we about to enter nuclear war? Right? It's like, that's in their words, not ours. Right? So when this happens, whether it happens or not, perception is reality. Right? And people start to make financial decisions and political decisions right during an election based on fear. right? So what we need to do then is be wise stewards, have wisdom, have discernment, have faith, right? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. We need to have faith that God's got this, that when we make the right decisions, he's going to protect and preserve and grow and thrive our financial positions, as well as our own personal safety, security, and the future for our kids, right? So in all of this, you know, from a financial thing to end this, I think the election is the third most important thing facing our economy right now. The first is this BRICS nations rising up. You know, the massive amount of volume of people that are going to be using this new BRICS currency unit that's 40% backed by gold, the new BRICS payment system, and everything that they're doing and getting out of SWIFT, that detracts demand from the dollar. Then you've got the banking crisis. I think that's second. I think we're about to see another run on the banks. I think we're going to see not just a regional bank fail, but a larger bank fail. And I think Putin's plan to add silver as strategic reserve is going to accelerate that. Now you've got this fear of geopolitical tensions everywhere. And you know, there is Janet Yellen is saying that they're going to stop fraud with the central bank digital currency, right? They're preparing the way for what comes next. And so pray, give us a call if you want help in navigating through this with your IRAs or your non-IRA assets. And I am blessed for you because you get to hear one of my dear friends hosting with Alex, Laura Logan. She's amazing. You're going to love it. And I look forward to speaking with you all again when I'm with Alex next time.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are unified by our spirit that God made, and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
World's greatest investigative journalist, Laura Logan, is with us for the balance of the fourth hour right now. She just did two big interviews that will be released soon here in our studios as well. We're only 4 days out from the election. We're already deep into it. LauraLogan.com, on X at Laura Logan. I just love this lady so much. Just doing amazing work. I'm not going to go over her huge pedigree and all the things she's done with 60 Minutes and everything else, and war correspondent. But, and her husband's obviously, you know, worked heavily in intelligence in the Army as an officer. She's got impeccable sources in the government, in the military, in foreign countries. And she's here today to give you a briefing on what the globalists are planning with all the pre-programming, with Kamala and Obama and with Biden and all their surrogates, Jamie Raskin and Carbel, just all of them saying there's going to be violence. 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago saying, oh, the Trumps are going to be violent whenever the election's in dispute. They're flooding everything with real registrations, but fake people. That's all confirmed. The hacking keys, you know, to all the computers in places like Colorado. I mean, it is on. And it looks to me like they're not even trying to steal it so much as they're trying to just scramble it all so you can't see who the winner is, which Jamie Raskin has said, we're not going to decide the election. We're going to go to civil war conditions. So Laura Logan is here with all of her sources tracking this to give us the best view from her sources on what the enemy is planning. This is beyond critical. Laura Logan, you've got the floor.
So really what you have, Alex, is there's a lot of different teams that I talk to, different people. Some of them are inside the government. Some of them are outside the government. And really what they're looking at is multiple lines of operation, right? So you have on the one side people who are tracking the efforts of the Chinese Communist Party that has infiltrated, you know, several hundred thousand military-aged males, trained members, uniformed members of the People's Liberation Army. And these are people who, you know, when you got independent journalists like Michael Yan and Todd Benzman from CSIS, when they were in the Darien Gap and they were asking Chinese people where they're going, they said, we're going to the camps. Well, what camps exactly were they talking about? Well, it doesn't take much to figure out when you're looking at the United States, you see that the Chinese, there are maps where the Chinese have bought up all this agricultural land that's around Air Force bases and other critical military installations. So, and then there's a couple of Chinese sources that have been, I know they have been briefing people on Capitol Hill, behind closed doors about what these threats are. It's been taken very, very seriously. I know there are a number of people that are involved in those efforts and trying to figure this out. But what they have established is that, I know you're going to remember this, Alex. You remember that drone, that stealth drone of the United States that went down under the Obama administration? It went down over Iran.
Yes.
And I reported on this for CBS News at the time. There were efforts underway to recover that stealth drone, and the Obama administration didn't want to do it. Well, since then, I've spoken to people who were on the ground, across the border in Afghanistan that were en route to recover that drone, and they were called off. Well, I mean, why the Obama administration did that is one question, but what they did with it is another question. Well, we know what they did with it now because we have information that people in the government are tracking right now, which shows that the Iranians gave that to the Chinese to reverse engineer, and they have manufactured their own stealth drones. And this is I've seen the information provided.
And meanwhile, we learned for the last year, swarms of drones up to 20 feet long fly over our nuclear weapons bases and are not shut down. This is getting weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's very weird when you allow your adversaries to hold on to technology of yours, stealth technology that can carry a payload that you know is going to be reverse engineered and replicated, and you don't do anything about it when you're in a position to do something. So now we're dealing with the effects of that, right? Where you have hundreds of thousands of military-aged males who've come across the border who have the ability, they have places to camp out. You know that when they let the Chinese spy balloon cross the U.S., we now know that one of the things that it was doing was scooping up radar locations, right, both on ground and at sea. Well, it doesn't take very much to use that to take out those stations to ground your Air Force. So what you have is one line of operation where they're tracking this threat. Then you have other parts within that where the CCP is working very closely with the Venezuelans and with the, and with others. Right, who have made agreements with the cartels and are going to use them for different things. So, for example, there were people from the U.S. that visited, according to this intelligence, that visited Trendaragua inside the prisons in Venezuela where this cartel was created, and they have singled out cities like New York City, Atlanta, Chicago is one of them. There's another one where their job is to start violence between the African-American gangs and the Sicilian gangs. So, you know, what all of this starts to add up to is a picture where you have lines of operation that make the United States ungovernable. On the other side, another line of operation that a different team is tracking is where you have a series of false flag events that are planned for after the election takes place. Basically, this period between the election and the inauguration, the end of January, you know, from beginning of November to end of January, is a critical period. And what they're looking at is where there are people within the intelligence community who, and you remember, these are the same people that were willing to put their names on a letter in the last election cycle to say that the Hunter Biden laptop had all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation, when they knew that was absolutely false and it was a complete lie. Well, you know, now you have those same people. They're not behind bars. They've never been held accountable. So those same people are working on different lines of operation where they are trying to, I mean, they really are trying to hook people in this country into taking the bait, right? This is, don't take the bait is all I can say to you. Because if you see a series of false flag operations occurring in the United States, this is designed to get you to react. And we've seen this repeatedly over the last 3.5 years. There's been one provocation after another. And I think these people have been somewhat surprised and disappointed that Trump supporters and, you know, the MAGA movement hasn't taken the bait, and they haven't resorted to violence. Because in spite of the fact that you have people like this guy, Alex, I think you have looked at his at this issue, right? You have people like Ken Delaney out there on MSNBC, his last article where he was talking about how, you know, MAGA is going to be violent, and what are they're going to do. There's no justification for
that. Oh, it's everywhere, but we can pull up the Ken Delaney MSNBC, MAGA's going to get violent. It was on 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago with no evidence. They're going to get violent. The election's going to be held up. Trump's going to send military to kill you. Trump supporters are going to murder everyone. Carville, we've got to have black men uprise because Trump's coming to kill you. We need armed uprisings. I mean, they are everywhere saying this.
Right. And so one of the things I would urge people to do is ask Ken Delaney who his sources are, because this guy has been known as a patsy for the deep state for a very, very long time. And basically, if the intelligence agencies want to get something out publicly, they use Ken Delaney
of course
to do it. So who are your sources, and are you willing to supply? Where's the evidence that, you know, the MAGA movement or Trump supporters are going to be the source of violence? And don't talk to me about January 6th, please.
Exactly. So they're pre-programming it right now.
Right. And when you look at where has the violence come from, right? We know because we've watched it. We've watched it come from Antifa. You look at, I mean, we're at real risk here from the whole Palestinian movement. The radicals that embed themselves within these movements. You may have genuine people on the surface who, you know, think they're doing the right thing and they're standing up for something good. But this is exploited and used as a cover. So what you have here, Alex, is, you know, we saw this beginning really in significance under Obama, where you have people inside the intelligence agencies, inside things like the National Security Council, inside the Department of Homeland Security. You're dealing with people who have very close relationships with unindicted co-conspirators in acts of terror. I mean, you know, and one of those people, of course, is Barack Obama. I mean, these people have demonstrated close relationships. They have influence with these communities that have been instrumental in orchestrating violence. And so one of the things, you know, that I would say today is, would these people call on their sphere of influence, whether it's these radicalized communities, extremist communities, whether it's Antifa, you know, whatever you want to call them, whether it's in the Palestinian movement, whether it's people like the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE in the U.S., these organizations, would they call on them not to resort to violence? Would these people who were so eager to come out with a letter before the 2020 election, you know, saying, putting their name to something and saying, this is, you know, this has all the hallmarks of this, and, you know, would these people now come out and maybe they would swear allegiance to the Constitutional Republic? Because you're talking about people who once upon a time, they did take an oath of allegiance to the Constitutional Republic, right? Once upon a time, when they became public servants, when they joined the military or whatever it is, even when they, you know, when you go into law enforcement or into government, you do swear an oath to the Constitutional Republic.
But now these globalists have been handpicked, the generals, all of them, to be globalist traitors. They literally see this country as a joke. They're at war with us.
Okay, so if they're concerned now about violence, because they're putting it out all the time, that they're worried about the violence that's going to happen, well, will they stand up and call on their communities and their base not to resort to violence?
And the strongest signal is Trump supporters are going to attack and kill election workers as if all the election problems the left has literally pre-programmed in with all their ACT blue groups and getting all the illegals registered and flooding, you know, fraudulent voter registration systems out. That's all confirmed. Then they're already telegraphing that they're going to try to stir this up or stage it. And then that's what paints Trump as the bad guy. And then Kamala and the coup is still in power. And then somehow they declare a civil emergency. They've signed the executive orders, use the military domestically, and we're off the races.
Yeah, that's another trap. The poll workers are another trap. I've been talking to other journalists who are working on that issue because it's so broad. And when you look at the radical leftist groups that were planning on making the United States ungovernable in 2020, right, those same groups have been recruiting and putting people to work at the polls. And what do they want? They want you to react.
And they've got FBI agents stationed there to hopefully catch it.
Yes, because otherwise, why are those FBI agents and Department of Justice?
They said they're there to watch Trump supporters.
Yeah.
So we're being openly framed. It's not even a question.
You know what, Alex? You're being baited. First, they're baiting you, and then they're ready to frame you. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
That's exactly what they're doing. So, I mean, you know, this is kind of like a metaphorical fishhook, right? I mean, when you see all of this stuff happening, and I would say to people, if you feel a rush of emotion, if you feel outraged, you know, take a breath. Before you do anything else, just take a breath. Do not take the bait.
Well, then say, even if I'm in the right in this, it's going to be spun against me. And unless you're defending your life, don't engage it. Just video it, document it.
Yeah, video it and document it. That's actually, in fact, the most important weapon that you have besides your voice and your rights under the Constitution is your phone. Because video it and document it.
It's a weapon.
It is a weapon. Because I can tell you something else, Alex. There are a lot of people inside the intelligence agencies, inside these NGOs, inside all of this deep state apparatus who are not happy with what they're seeing. There are whistleblowers that are ready to come forward and who are documenting what is happening in real time.
And they've been coming forward on January 6th and the Whitmer kidnapping and everything unravels and sex honeypots targeting the Trump operation. I mean, it's all coming out, but a day late, a dollar short. We got to get people to come out now.
And it's coming to a head, right? It's coming to a head because of the election and because of the possibility that these people are going to be held accountable. This is the thing that they fear most. The roadmap to the guilty is to look at who's crying out the loudest, who's screaming the loudest. Because, you know, one of the things that's gotten a lot of attention lately is this order that supposedly the U.S. military has expanded authority to go after U.S. citizens. Well, wait a minute. Isn't the Biden-Harris administration still in power? I mean, aren't they the people responsible for this policy? So they're pointing fingers at Trump, and they're pointing fingers at his supporters and saying, you know, you're just a bunch of trash and you're fascists. But yet, who's responsible for this policy? You're the people in power right now, aren't you? So, you know, one of the things that I would say, something that's become apparent to me, Alex, is that we saw in North Carolina, right? We saw that the churches and the veterans are really the backbone of this nation. And when you're in need, when your house is being flooded or you're vulnerable in any way, the people that you can count on your churches and you can count on your veterans. And that doesn't mean all of the churches. There are some who've lost their way. But there's enough of them. It's so interesting because in a way we're going right back to 1776, where that was exactly the backbone. That's what defeated the British at that time. You had one of the most, you know, disciplined armed forces on earth that has since then, right, that has defeated the British twice, not once, but twice. You have the veterans that are in this country right now. I think there's at least 12 million of them. These are highly trained people who have the ability to deal with just about anything you can throw at them. But what really makes them unique and what really makes them lethal is that they have the ability to think for themselves. They are trained to think for themselves. This is not just a personal attribute. This is part and parcel of being an effective member of the United States Armed Forces. And what does that mean? It means that they're smart enough to use their discernment, to use their training, to not take the bait, to not fall into a false flag situation. That's why they haven't taken the bait so far. I mean, there's enough that's been rubbed in their faces. There's enough provocation that has happened over the last few years. And this is a very serious situation that we're in right now. And they recognize that. These are people who have not forgotten the oath that they took. The oath to defend the Constitution and to stand by all the people of this country. So, you know, for them, for most veterans, it really doesn't matter who you're voting for. When you ask them at their core who they are, they're not going to go into North Carolina to rescue someone from a house that's been flooded and ask them, wait a minute, are you Democrat or are you Republican? They don't care. They literally do not care. I know you know this, Alex, because you know a lot of these people. But I think what people, you know, unless you've been in the military, what you probably don't understand is that, you know, it goes all the way down to the lowest ranks. That you can have a fire team, say, you know, 75th Ranger Regiment, right? How do these guys operate? Well, they operate in fire teams. You got four guys. Well, then when they're given their orders, they go out there and they do exactly what is required of them on the battlefield according to how they were trained. However, they do not follow immoral and illegal orders. They have the discernment. They're taught to think for themselves and to operate on their own. So, really,
and most other armies don't do that. That was still starting back at the beginning by George Washington to not follow illegal orders.
That's right.
Of course, so the Nazis followed orders, and that's the Nuremberg Code. That's not enough
that's
to cover you.
That's what distinguishes them.
Yes.
And that's what makes them, by the way, so that's what makes them such a powerful force. So for people who are sitting at home and they hear, okay, you've got all these lines of operation. You've got the Chinese in the country. You've got the cartels working with them. You've got foreign governments like the DCP and the Venezuelans and the narco state of Mexico and so on. They shouldn't feel helpless, because if you look just at the state of Texas alone, has 1.7 million veterans, I believe, between the ages of 20 and 54, right? California has 1.6 million. And this
so what
is
are you doing? You're, I mean, you're just putting everybody on notice that the military and veterans are awake, that people need to get in position and ready in case the deep state's already been destabilizing us, but all these networks, sleeper cells are definitely here, and there's a big setup. We got a pretty clear picture of what it could be. They have provocations. They attack some poll workers. They attack a Democrat rally. They claim Trump supporters do it. The Soros groups get activated. The left starts burning everything down. Then these other terrorist cells get activated. I mean, this could be the end of America.
But it's not going to be, because Americans will unite. And this is the, I mean, really what you're talking about, Alex, is a color revolution, right? It's anyone.
That's why North Carolina was a good example of the hurricane. People unified. They didn't buy it.
Correct. That's exactly right. And that's the strength of America, is in its unity. Because when you look at a color revolution, right, as the CIA is very proud of this color revolution playbook, they don't hide it. It's out there for anyone who wants to do their homework. You can see it. So in a color revolution, you have these multiple lines of operation. Well, I spoke to a former CIA officer when the George Floyd had just been killed or had just died and the Minneapolis was burning. And I spoke to him right at the very, very beginning. And he said to me, this has all the hallmarks of a color revolution. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I was part of implementing color revolutions on behalf of the United States government as a CIA officer all over the world. And he said, so I know what it looks like. And I said, how do you defeat it? And he said, there's only one way. He said, in all those countries, in all those years, the only time we ever saw these tactics fail was when people didn't take the bait. They united. When people stand together and unite.
And to do that, they've got to be aware of the plan's coming. That's why I keep trying to get everybody on this. Thank God you're on it. Even Dana White's talked about it. I mean, clearly, there's already been a coup. They plan to continue it on. They're going to use violence and blame us and try to get us all killing each other when we should unify against the globalists.
Yes, but here's the thing, Alex. This is what I realized in all the work that I've been doing. So on the one hand, right, you would imagine that if you're, you know, a veteran, you are the backbone and the strength of these communities. There's some 12 million out there who have been hardened in battle over the last 20 years, right? This is a real disciplined, very effective fighting force. And if you're provoked by, say, the CCP or, you know, the cartels coming into your community, whatever it happens to be, you have the ability to respond and the training. However, we know how effective that is, because when you look at North Carolina, Look at what they did. They came with engineers. They came with medics. They came with helicopters. They know how to mobilize. They have, everything that you need to deal with it, they have, which makes them the most powerful defender of the people of this country.
So you're saying the most important fight for these men and women now is actually for the Republic, and they are the Civil Air Patrol, whether they're officially that or not. They are the civil defense. So you're saying gear up now for peaceful. Don't take the bait. Don't get violent. But be the people that get the power back on.
But, Alex, the enemy has identified them as the most effective weapon
for
people. And therefore, they have another line of operation. And that line of operation is a series of false flag events that is very closely targeted. Okay, there's names, right? They have people's names.
Exactly. And believe me, I'm not in the military, but they see me in military as the information war. We're all targeted, so are you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep, and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor, or just take our word for it, and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
When I grow up, I want to smash the New World Order.
I want to be a rock star.
And guess what? We're doing it. The one, the only, Laura Logan in studio, giving you over-the-horizon intel on the globalist plans for martial law and civil war. But we're going to stop them dead in their tracks. Woo! Yeah! History's happening now! They don't like this.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Yes.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The best part of this job is I get to know all the good guys. I get to know all the cool people, all the folks that love liberty. Look at Trump's super team. Look at all the top journalist patriots fighting for humanity. Laura Logan at the tip of the spear. And also, I know your husband's super smart. I want to get his take from Army Special Operations and all the rest of it on what's currently happening from his view. But you hit the key now about the globalists know the target. When they say the military is coming for you, they mean the veterans. If the globalists trigger this martial law, civil war, race war scenario that's the cover for their takeover to complete and continue on the coup we are already living under with the installation of Kamala Harris. So you got cut off of the break, start over. This is such important information. This is what the enemy doesn't want out.
So this is pretty much it, Alex. In North Carolina, in the floods, we just saw that when, you know, the federal government lets you down, when your government isn't there for you, who stepped up? The veterans stepped up, right? And they came in with engineers and with medics and with helicopters. And it took nothing for them to do that. I mean, it was almost instant. And a big part of that was the State Guard in Florida that was sent in by DeSantis that is made up of who? More veterans. Okay, so if you recognize that, basically what has become clear to me is that the most powerful weapon that the people of the United States have against their enemies is within their communities, right? I mean, you've got veterans of arguably the greatest army in the world, defeated the British twice, right? Who are in your community. But who else has recognized the power of the veterans? Well, the people who are trying to provoke you into reacting, the people who are trying to provoke you to go outside of the law, and the people who are telling everyone over and over and over again that you're going to be violent. There's no basis for them to say that the MAGA movement is violent. Show me a city that they burned to the ground. You know, don't talk to me about January 6th. Did they burn the Capitol to the ground? Absolutely not.
Clear preparation for the frame-up.
Obviously. So the frame-up is part of it, right? But they're trying to bait you to react. Why? Because all they need is for a veteran to react, and then that's an excuse to take you off the playing field. They need to neutralize that threat. So look what happened in 2020. The power of the people and the voice of the people was the only thing that was left. When the courts had failed and our elected officials had failed, the Republican Party was part of the cover-up. You know, so you had nowhere to turn. Your media had turned on you. What was left? Well, people used their constitutional right to exercise their First Amendment.
If they flip the internet kill switch, everybody's got to be peacefully out there in the streets educating everybody.
Yeah, I mean, turn to law enforcement. If there is still law enforcement, if they turn off the internet or they turn off all the power, you know, people go into self-preservation mode, right? So you may not even have law enforcement out there. But you have county commissioners, you have sheriffs, you have state troopers, you have in Texas, like the Department of Public Safety, you have Texas Rangers. Go to law enforcement. Do not be baited into going outside of the law. Do not be baited. I mean, always be peaceful. And truly,
because they're going to have feds like they always do, trying to stage fake Whitmer-style kidnappings, but a thousand times bigger.
Yes.
They've got, and I'm not against militias or the Constitution. The point is, half the militias, it turns out, are being led by feds, and then the feds that lead those would always accuse me, you're attacking the militia, you commie. No, I'm attacking you, and it turns out they are feds. Anybody telling you, lead an attack or be part of something violent, you're being set up.
Yes, I mean, Alex, Patriot Front, this group that they trot out every now and then at one of these events, they're a joke. Okay?
Yeah, show Patriot Front.
They're with their matching, you know, 5'11 pants and their matching, you know, shirts and their matching masks. I mean, there's not a person alive who can look at that and say, these are real, this is a real militia. This is a completely fake militia. Not only that, it's a pathetic fake. But the only people that will believe that are the people who are being deceived and manipulated on the left.
And it turns out that other Nazi group that wears the red and all that, same shirt as me in today, I forget their name, they've been on national TV, and it's come out that their leaders work for the CIA and have been fighting in Ukraine, just like the guy that tried to kill Trump at the golf course.
So, Alex, this is, as you know, this we're in the midst of an intelligence operation. It's the intelligence agencies who are running it. Who runs color revolutions? The CIA. You know, so, but what they have now, they have a problem. Because there are people inside of those agencies all across the federal government who see what these people are trying to do, and they're not okay with it. And they're talking, and they are ready to come out.
And they're leaking.
And, well, they are talking, and they are ready to come out, and they're ready to stand up. And you know where else, Alex, there are people who are unhappy with what's going on? It's inside the voting machine companies because, you know, everybody likes to say, well, there's no evidence of fraud and look at the courts and all these cases failed. Well, they have a problem because that's old information.
Well, the courts refuse to hear it.
Yes, but there is something right now. I don't know how many people notice this, but the Barry County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Darleaf, okay, this was announced yesterday. They made it public. Sheriff Darleaf made it public that they have been part of an ongoing investigation into election-related crimes since December of 2020. And what they have learned over the past few years, now I have been tracking this investigation for more than 3 years. I don't know all of it. I only know some of it, but I can tell you that what I have seen is pretty staggering. Okay, and so this is a different playing field now. When they fought that battle on election crimes, they were counting on the fact that no one had had time to really figure this out. There are people within the voting machine companies that were involved in election crimes that have come forward. There are affidavits that have been taken. There's an ongoing investigation that has been referred to the Texas Attorney General's office. That's Ken Paxton's office. And they're looking into it. And this is very, very significant. Okay, this is not small. They can try to dismiss it. They can try to pretend it's not happening. But this is very, very serious. And there are people that that have recognized that where we're headed as a nation, if you allow this to continue, everybody loses, whether you're Democrat or Republican.
The economy falls apart. The nation collapses. We're under total citizenship tyranny run by pedos, and they're starting World War III. I mean, these people have to have the car keys taken away.
And if you go back to the founding of this country, Alex, what made this country great? Yes, the natural resources of the United States and so on.
But it was the people.
It was, and what was it about the people? It was their moral character. It was their Judeo-Christian principles, right? That's what it really was. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that really sets the United States apart. This country was founded on a covenant with God that is in its entire identity.
And the left always says that's not true. Read the Declaration of Independence. They call on God right there.
Well, because the past informs the future, right? And they don't want you to look at the past. That's why it was so important to them to try to erase the history. Because the history of this country tells you what the future of this country is going to be. You are not going to get United States veterans to fall for a false flag event. It is not going to happen. And what we really need is we need people like President Obama. We need people like John Brennan, right? These are the people. Remember, under Obama's watch,
they've been quarterbacking the whole Stay Behind Network.
Yeah, but what else did they do? On their watch, they rewrote the definition, right? Or what was it? In the counterterrorism manual. Remember when they started saying that the greatest existential threat to the United States, it was no longer Islamic terrorism. It was now domestic terrorism.
And then it was MAGA. Veterans. And
right. And so what we know is that there are radical terrorist groups within this country. You know, they span the gambit, but some of the very significant ones are in the Islamic community. Now, there are, as you know, there are tons and tons of great people.
Sure, but I mean, Biden reissued it in June of 2021 saying white supremacy is the number one threat.
He defined it
as against open borders, against lockdowns, against forced shots, and questioning elections. So they've just defined white supremacists as the American people.
Okay, so the people who have links to radical groups, people like Obama, people like, you know, other people in his administration, this is the moment for them to come out. If they're so concerned about peace in the United States and they're so concerned about violence, they should be calling on the people where they have influence with groups like CARE, right? And the Palestinian movement across campuses and so on and so on. These they should be appealing to these people to be peaceful, right, and to not resort to violence. Because if they want to demonstrate to the United States, if they want to demonstrate to their people that they are really interested in having a peaceful transition of power and they really do believe in this country, that's what they should be doing. If you've got people like, you know, John Brennan and others who are willing to put their name on a letter in the last election cycle that, you know, saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, which they all knew wasn't true. Well, let's see them put a letter on it now that says, you know, just like the Pledge of Allegiance says, what is it? You know, there's an oath to the United States, which is what? And to the Republic for which it stands. Okay, so put that in writing.
One nation under God.
Put that in writing. One nation under God. Let's come together as a country, right? You speak
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
That's right. Because what happens, Alex, is the vast majority of people in this country, whether you're the Islamic, you know, Muslim community or the Jewish community or the African-American community, Hispanics, white people, the vast majority of what unites the people of this country.
Wanting freedom and due process and sovereignty and security and safety. And anybody can look
and at liberty.
And Tampon Tim and all of this, and Kamala and the globalists said, no, like Elon Musk said, with Trump, you've got a future. With Kamala, we're destroyed. It's real simple.
So what unites people is much, much stronger, much more powerful than anything that divides us, right? And so that's what you have. You have people who are trying to divide this nation because in spite of all the rhetoric, in spite of everything that's been done to divide people, we remain united. And what needs to happen here is for people to understand and recognize that they use ordinary and good people from whatever community they come from, and they are the cover for these radical groups that come underneath. So the people in this country that have influence amongst those radical groups, well, they need to stand up now and call for peace. Because the threat, if you actually look at actions, right? If you look at actions, the threat of violence is not coming from Trump supporters. Look at Madison Square Gardens. You didn't have any violence. How many people were there? How many people were on the streets? The people covering their faces, the people who are hiding their identities, the people who are you know, using things like umbrellas to shield their faces from security cameras. These are the people of Antifa. These are the people who are dressing all in black so that they cannot be identified to law enforcement.
And now the Democrats are suing all over the country to not have surveillance cameras that are already there on the drop boxes for ballots. How obvious is that?
Well, it's, well, you mean just as obvious as saying that you don't want to take non-citizens off the voter rolls?
That's even more obvious.
I mean,
and so as bad as things are, the good news is the mask is off. It's all coming out.
The good news is that people should not feel helpless, right? You have within your communities everything that you need if you are truly threatened by a foreign enemy. And by the way, one of the things that makes me crazy, Alex, people keep saying cartels and gangs. These are violent foreign paramilitary organizations. That's what they are. People need to start calling them what they are so that people can understand the real threat that these organizations
have. And again, the globalist system is being defeated. Their only shot is to stay in power, as Dana White said 2 weeks ago. They've already had a coup. They've installed Kamala. They're desperate. The world's turning against them. They're going to go for broke, and now we're in the final days of it.
You know what? The world has always been against them. The truth is that the people have always been against them. But what they do is they use the tactics of people like the Nazis. They seize what the media. They take control of the media so they can project power. So they pretend to be much more powerful than they are.
It's an illusion.
Yes, it's an illusion of power. And if you were to ask, you know, 98% people on the planet how many genders they are, they're going to tell you there are two genders. That's what they're going to say. Because it's the truth.
Evidence by both of us up here. There's really a difference there, folks.
So, I mean, what, you know, the thing is this, it's pretty obvious, Alex. You know, people shouldn't feel helpless, but at the same time, they should recognize, right, that they're in the midst of an intelligence operation and a color revolution, which is using multiple lines of effort. So don't.
And you may not believe in the info war, but it believes in you.
Well, yeah, and remember 2020, right? Because who was it who really put the nail in the coffin for Trump, for the steal? Who was it that provided the biggest cover-up? It wasn't CNN. It wasn't MSNBC. It was Fox News. So it came from where? It came from the right, and it came from the right for a reason. Because if it had come from the left, people on the right wouldn't have believed it. So, but when they said, well, you know, you've even got Fox News saying it, it's just like January 6th. What was so damaging to those people was when Mitch McConnell and Republicans stood up and said, oh, this is a terrible, terrible thing. This is, that happened. They knew that was a
lie.
They
could have said, oh, it was a setup. Provocateurs or a million people here. That, you know, they opened the doors for folks, but they, you know, the fix is in. And
you mean they could have told the truth?
They could have. And the Democrats are really sneaking around all over Texas and, bragging, they may flip Texas. That could be the sneak attack through fraud. I'm really concerned.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been running an information operation on Texas for a long time. This idea that they're turning Texas blue. So, you know, Trump said this in 2020.
So you'll believe the fraud when it happens.
Correct. But you know it, Alex. This is what Trump said in 2020. He said, you mean to tell me that a candidate that is against God, against guns, and against gas is going to take Texas? Ain't gonna happen unless they cheat. Because if you could go all over Texas, and that is a complete fallacy. Even in the blue state of Dallas.
Even the
blue city of Dallas, right?
Even refugees from the left are trying to get away from it.
Of course they are.
But back to Dallas. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, well, look at Dallas. It's supposedly a blue city. But the people are furious because Dallas is now being plunged into crime. They have defunded the police. They're wrecking and destroying that city.
And if you wonder why the left seizes cities and then plunges them, because that's how they attack the outside areas.
Of course. I mean, you go to an area like Cedar Park, right, which is a neighborhood of Austin, Texas. Everyone says that, you know, keep Austin weird. Austin is the sort of sane oasis of liberalism in the red state of Texas. Actually, no. You go to someone like Cedar Park, which is vast majority Republican. What did they do? They moved in Indivisible. They moved in all their political Soros-backed forces and affinity groups, and they take over the city council. So you now have a city council that is, I think, 8 or 9 of the 10 city council members are progressives.
Well, speaking of Texas, put this up. Stephen Crowder's great investigative team just broke this. Breaking poll judge login credentials, which they just handed out to everybody in Colorado as well, found outside Dallas, Texas polling location on folded paper, including username, password, and election code. Oh, boy. Texas AG's office. It would either be for where you deposit the ballot or the counter or on the e-poll book. Dallas County Election Department. It's not supposed to be on the premises. No, sir. We are not entirely sure of what we have here. We will continue to investigate. I mean, this is happening everywhere. This is exactly the sort of thing we must be on the lookout for to ensure election integrity in this country. We are 1 week away, folks. Stay vigilant. I mean, less than a week. Look at this just craziness. I mean, this is just nuts.
Well, and of course, you saw that video of the woman who was arrested at a polling station because she was accused, of trying to influence.
Statewide committee woman, yeah.
Yeah, and so when she's telling people to stay in line and vote, she gets arrested. But you've got people in Pennsylvania that have got lanyards that say voter protection. Vote protector, I think the lanyard said, and it even had, you know,
yeah,
gems on there.
Trump's filed stuff on that, and he's also proven voter intimidation. The court ruled that's true. They extended voting 3 days early voting. You just nailed it again, Laura. That then they bust him what looks like illegal aliens to the head of the line in front of everybody. I mean, it's getting crazy.
Okay, but here's the thing that people don't realize, Alex. Some of those people who have been installed at these polling stations on the Democratic side are political agitators and operatives.
Of course.
And their job is to incite people to react. So maybe they accomplish a couple things at the same time. Like they say the polls are closed and the polls are not closed and they confuse people.
Here's an example. The son of a Democrat state rep in Colorado went to the house of the owner of the AlexJonesStore.com. The other folks own that. You know, they're keeping us on air. Went to his house in front of the surveillance camera, attacked the Trump sign in a rural area and stole the American flag and waited to then have a confrontation, hoping the guy would do something. Like you said, it's baiting.
That's the hook.
Baiting.
That's the hook. And then, right? That's the hook. Are you going to take the bait? That's what they're asking you to do. They're asking you to take that bait.
And that fella that owns it is also a J6er, who they're trying to put in jail right now. But that's just an example. It just hit me right there.
Yes.
Out in the middle of nowhere, this guy pulls up, steals it, just sits there waiting. He didn't kick his ass when he did it, but you know, stole his American flag off his rural property. I mean, this is ridiculous.
But look at Antifa. What are they trained to do? They're trained to agitate. So you watch this, with the George Floyd riots. You could, if you watched it for hours and hours and hours the way I did, you would see that there were squads of people and their only job was to walk up and down the police line, up and down over and over again, and saying to them, you know, the most terrible.
F your kids.
Oh, terrible things. Yes. And so that is incitement because they want you to respond. And what
look at the mayors in like Minnesota letting Antifa and people break into the police stations. And then the police are told to flee. They're trying to get a nationwide collapse or have a confrontation with the police so they can then say overthrow the police. It's a communist takeover.
Yes. I mean, it's absolutely a Marxist takeover. But remember what else they've done, though, on another front, right? Because those are like the brown shirts, you know, of the Nazis and the black shirts of Mussolini. But on the other front, right, they have now rebranded Marxism and it's called stakeholder capitalism. Right. So now they don't even come. They rely on deception. They never tell you like,
no, exactly. And I haven't even gotten to this. Remember, MTG said this 2 weeks ago. Now it's confirmed that these Dominion systems are messing up. Kentucky voting machine. I don't know if this is a Dominion. Won't let voters select Trump. That's exactly what we're seeing. All of the videos on Infowars.com. It's just insane.
Yeah. But you always have to ask yourself when you see those headlines and you see those things happening, is that another hook? Because wouldn't it be convenient for them if it was Trump supporters who said you can't trust the result of the election? Wouldn't that be convenient? Because then they wouldn't have to discredit the election. You'd be doing it for them.
So absolutely.
Because how many of these little things that are happening?
Oh, no, that's what I said. I said it last night. Now it's clear. They know they can't steal it because they'll get caught in individual fraud. So now they're just flooding things with crap and malfunctions and hacks and garbage so that it's just in total disarray. It's Operation Chaos.
They are trying to bring this country down one way or another.
Laura Logan, we've only got 3 minutes left. You live outside Austin, Fredericksburg. We beg you to come use the studios. You take 2 big interviews today. We want you on all the shows. We want you here for election night. We want you here tomorrow, next week. Hell, we come to a show here every day if you want. They're trying to shut us down in 13 days. But regardless, we've got new studios and stuff. They're getting set up. People need to fund us at thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Takes money to win a war. But, man, you're amazing. Tell people how they find all your incredible work. And then in closing, final statements about getting ready for what's going down.
So you can find me at lauralogan.com. I'm also on X and on Wimkin and Locals and Rumble. But I think the most important thing that I've learned over the last few weeks is that the veterans of this country are really unlike any other fighting force on earth, and they will do everything to protect and uphold the Constitution, and their loyalty is to every single American, no matter which side of the aisle you're from. They're too smart to fall for these false flag events, and it is time for leaders, you know, whether it's the John Brennans and the Obamas of this world, it's time for them to be called to account and for them to call on their followers and the radical front groups and that where they have their most influence. It's time for them to call on their followers to be peaceful. Because the people of this country are not looking for war.
I totally agree. And everybody's got to flood the zone with your material, my material, Tucker Carlson, President Trump, J.D. Vance. I mean, we got to flood the zone, InfoWar, share the article, share the videos, text messages, emails, share the links, repost, upload, take clips out, fight, fight, fight. It's an InfoWar. You're unstoppable when you take action.
And the people who are screaming the loudest about Trump as a fascist, that's because they have the most to lose from accountability.
Projection.
They're projecting because they're so afraid of being held accountable for what they have done.
Laura, are you going to be here in Texas for the election, or what's next? I know you go around a lot of places.
I'm going to be in Mar-a-Lago for the election. I've never spent an election there, but I have very good friends who invited us to be their guests.
And so all right, well, going to be there. Well, maybe you can pop in from remote for us.
I would be happy to do that.
That'd be awesome from Mar-a-Lago. All right, I'm going to call you.
And remember, Alex, they want time. They need time to cover up the steal.
Remember, Obama's in the video a few weeks ago. It's like, oh, God, we're losing. We got time. Yeah.
Yeah. They need the time. So don't give them the time.
All right. Incredible. Thank you for being here. When are the reports coming out? You shot today?
Not sure. Soon.
Okay. Everybody follow Laura Logan. Follow me at Real Alex Jones, the backup network system at AJN Live, at AJN Live on X. That's a critical data point. Owen Schroyer has been knocking it out of the park. You want data breakdown? He's about to do it. 3 hours. Infowars.com/show. Band.video. And right at Real Alex Jones, we'll have his feed for the War Room up there and on the Infowars Network feed. Now share it. On X, on everywhere. We've got a lot of work to do, but we have the initiative. We're winning, but we got to stay frosty. Laura Logan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Great job with the crew. Now, folks, go to thealexjonesshow.com. I need your help. Stay with us.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more and is stronger and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.